Oh, I thought so, but maybe they're still delaying, waiting a little bit.
Got an interesting note on Fayetteville's side, who will come into this game with a record of 18-4 on the year. Won yesterday by a run rule score 19-6 over Abbott, who beat them in the state tournament a year ago. So they've already got revenge on one hand, and now they're trying to win a state title against the Bulldogs today. But the stud starter for them yesterday, Jack Schley, sophomore, is going to play third base today, even though he only threw 52 pitches. So I would expect that Clay, who is definitely by far their most prominent starting pitcher, likely waiting in the wings to come out and finish out his remaining pitches. But they're not going to start with him today. They're going to wait and bring him in later. But definitely a big weapon on the side of Fayetteville, and the Lions just kind of holding off until they bring him in. So they want to make as much damage as he can against the current starter, which is Keegan Supak, who played third base for Fayetteville yesterday. Maybe an opportunity to jump on him early before the number one comes back out there.
All right, let's turn it down. We don't need to listen to those from Arkansas.
Even the Kellys line up with the Razorbacks, but we got Maroon Lions today lining up with.
Of course, I guess
Bulldogs. I don't know that I've seen any of those either.
That's very true. Yeah, so like Mr. Luck was saying, Fayetteville are going to throw their second pitcher at the Bulldogs to start the game off with. Their starter and ace, I guess you could say, is through 50-some-odd pitches yesterday. So he still has about 60 pitches he can throw today, but they're going to throw him second is what we're assuming. I think the Fayetteville strategy is to try to jump out on the Bulldogs early, and then when you feel confident, try to go to your closer. The Bulldogs are certainly going to have to come out of the gate a little bit better than they did yesterday, and they're going to have to hit better than they did yesterday. They did score 10 runs, but there was only 4 hits on those 10 runs to get here. But at the end of the day, you're playing in the state championship game. You're playing a really good Fayetteville team, but only one team can walk away a winner, and so going to have some Bulldog magic.
A very different ballgame yesterday. Fayetteville scored 8 runs in the bottom of the second against Abbott, and then 10 runs in the bottom of the third. They're up 18-3 after 3 innings, and so that allowed Coach Clint Yeager to make the decision to take his eighth out of the game. They pitched Cole Schmidt, who, as best I can tell, maybe might not even be their third pitcher, might even be their fourth pitcher. And he was able to get them through the rest of the way for that run rule victory. Now, Slay did get kind of touched up for 3 runs in the top of the third in his last inning, so maybe not as dominant as in the rest of the season. So it's interesting to see how things go. But one interesting thing is all the way from home plate to first, Cyber Bulldogs, only 2 extra subs per pitch.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to do the national anthem, and then we'll be back with you. Both teams going to head back to their dugout. Well, I'll say that. The Bulldogs can head back to the dugout. Fayetteville's on the field. Going to get the warm-up pitches in. Again, the pitcher for Fayetteville today is going to be Supak. Is that how you say it?
Supak, I think.
Supak.
It's the same family that played at West Texas A&M and Kansas State back in the early 2000s. If you haven't seen the name very much, it is a baseball name from at least watching some college baseball. I have no idea if there's a relation or not.
I want to get in a few sponsors before the game starts and just say thank you to those who are supporting these broadcasts. Hopefully the feed is a little bit better today. You don't lose out. If you just try to refresh your browser, that will help. We've been assured that it should be good to go. I called and checked yesterday. I want to say thanks to Miller Family Funeral Home, honoring the past while serving the future. Miller Family Funeral Home, 325-573-6200, and 325-573-6200. And at Miller Funeral Home, you've got Casey's Friendly Design Flower Shop, 325-573-3851. That's 325-573-3851. What a Joke Comedy. What a Joke Comedy aims to produce shows to give the audience and performers a memorable experience they won't forget. The audience gets a memorable bite of laughs with special comedic talent at a budget-friendly ticket price. Professional and up-and-coming comedians get a performance at a venue with a great atmosphere and fun crowd. For more information, follow us at Laughstick Springs on Facebook and Instagram. Looks like Fayetteville's done warming up. The first batter up for the Bulldogs this evening will be Jaron Pena.
Well, Ben, yesterday the start included a lot of strikeouts, and for me a key here early, put the ball in play, make Fayetteville defend, and make plays in the field. You don't do much good for yourself when you don't force them to play defense. So let's see if we can put the ball in play here early.
Absolutely. Here's the first pitch. It's going to be high in the ball. 1-0 count for Pena at the plate. Here's the pitch. Pena gets this one. He's going to put it into play towards the shortstop. Shortstop feels it. He's bobbling over. He's going to fall down. Pena slides. Is he going to be safe?
Pitcher's dive into the bag there. A slow roller kind of just to the left of the pitcher's mound. Shortstop did a good job of coming and getting it on a good hop, but as he reached for the ball, kind of lost his footing on, and we talked about this yesterday, probably thicker grass. I don't know about these guys from East Texas, but thicker grass than they used to for sure out in West Texas. He just couldn't keep his footing and did not get a good throw on.
So with that, you've got Pena on first in the top of the first inning with no out. Claxton's going to be the batter. First pitch to him was a ball. So he's got a 1-0 count as well. Here's pitch. This one's hit by Claxton. It's going to be high and shallow towards the third base or first base foul line. It's going to be caught for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, just a little bit late on that fastball and popped it up there. Coach Scott Garvey nearly taken out by the first baseman right there in his coaching box where that ball landed.
So one out in the top of the first inning. Pena on first for the Bulldogs. That's Castillo comes up to bat. They're going to check Pena over at first, and they're going to say they got him on the pickoff.
Yeah, Pena was kind of leaning, and I think lost his focus for a second there and kind of did a flying leap to try to get around the tag, but gunned down on a really good pickoff move there from the starter system.
Another 2 outs in the top of the first inning. Castillo up to bat for the Bulldogs. That one's going to be a called strike.
A little bit high and outside there. A different zone than we saw yesterday for sure.
Absolutely. Swing and a miss strike there from Castillo. Now there's an 0-2 count, 2 outs, top of the first inning for the Bulldogs. Here's the 0-2. This one hit by Castillo into left field. Left fielder drops it. It gets behind him. Castillo's going to get 2, maybe even 3. Hooked him, still getting him the sign. He's going to have a stand-up triple.
And it is so true. Just put the ball in play and let things happen for you. I wonder how much the sun, which is, you know, obviously rising in the east, is kind of right in the vision of the left fielder. It was a line drive. It was hit well, but it was right there at his chest level. It was really directly at the fielder there. But I do wonder if maybe for Grody Dooley, who's playing left field for the Lions, maybe just got a little bit of struggle there looking into the sun.
And then Bulldog's going to send in Jonah to be a courtesy runner for Caden, who's the catcher for the Bulldogs. Hernandez is going to be up to bat for Ira now. He's got Castillo on third. Bulldogs have been able to hit Stupak. I'll get it at some point. Here's it. That one's going to be outside and low for a ball.
We're also on the other end of the press box on the scissors booth, so the angle that we're watching these pitches across the plate is different. That might be a little bit different for us. Umpires have to deal with it, I guess, as well.
Very true. Here's the 1-0. Called strike there. Yeah, and I don't think that would have been called a strike yesterday. It was pretty close, high and away. Well, 1-1 count with 2 outs, top of the first inning. That one's a ball. Hernandez with a 2-1 count. Runner on third for the Bulldogs. Top of the first inning, 2 outs. Here's the 2-1. Hernandez gets this one. He lines it to right field. It's going to be foul, but close.
And again, these stands literally just run parallel to the foul line in both left and right field. And you can't see the ball once it crosses there from where our vantage point is. Really, pretty much any fan, I don't think you can see down there. So that's a big Blue's word for it. But that had to be very, very close to being a fair ball down the right field line.
And likely another triple for the Bulldogs had it fallen in there at least. But now Hernandez is faced with a 2-2 count. Here's pitch. That one's going to be outside. Ball gets behind the catcher. Jonah's going to take off for home, and the Bulldogs are going to score!
Now, we talked about it yesterday, an immense amount of space from home plate directly back to the backstop. From home plate to the side from the dugout, not that far from the foul line, but it is just a very deep well behind home plate. Pitch didn't even bother to cover home after that one.
Full count pitch here. It's going to be fouled off by Hernandez. So the Bulldogs take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning. They've got two outs. Hernandez is the batter for Ira. On deck is Toy. In the hole is Juarez. Here's full count pitch. Hernandez gets this one. It's going to be flied up above us.
Foul directly back, so rating very much down there. This will be the eighth pitch of this at bat here for the team.
Here's the full count pitch. Hernandez gets this one, lines it to center field. It's going to fall fair. Hernandez going to stay at first. It's a shallow center field hit. I mean, it was in center field. The shortstop ran out to try to get it, and the center fielder ran out to get it. Neither of them did. But to hold Hernandez at first. Now the Bulldogs have two hits in the first inning when they had four hits the whole game yesterday.
And that was impressive athletic play by the shortstop to go as deep in the center field as he did to try to make that play. That's the coach's son, Easton Jaeger. Jaeger, I don't know, some little
Jaeger. Should be a big Jaeger.
There's a lot of German names.
Outstanding effort to get as far out as he did. Not quite enough that he's got to make the catch.
Toy, the batter now for the Bulldogs. That one's going to be a ball. The other thing the Bulldogs are doing really good in this first inning is making this pitcher pitch. We know their starting ace, they've got reserves that they can bring in, but he has only got 60 pitches, so if you can get through this first pitcher early, you put them in a bind. They're going to call that one a strike. Crowd not happy about it. It was a little high, it looks like to me, but it'll be a 1-1 count.
You like to see consistency. You like to see what Aiden Claxton gets in the turn. But if it's a bigger zone for him as well, you can live with it as long as you know that what it's going
to
be.
Coy gets that one, hits it to the shortstop. He's going to field it cleanly to second base for the third out of the inning. So, Bulldogs head to the bottom of the first inning, up 1-0 on the Fayetteville Lions. Hits the ball well. Had a couple mistakes there. You wish Jaren was still on base. You could be up 2-0, but nonetheless, you'll take this kind of a first inning as opposed to the one you had last night.
And 18 pitches are seen from the Fayetteville starters. So it'd just be a lot more pitches than you saw striking out so quickly.
And Aiden Claxton will be the pitcher for the Bulldogs today. Pena will be unavailable. So I would imagine it'll be Aiden and Raiden Hernandez are the two you're kind of leaning on for this game. I want to say thanks to our sponsors. Call Ira Pump Supplies for all your downhole pump and oil field needs, serving the oil and gas industry since 1972. Give us a call for all your oil and gas needs. IHOS, for all your oil field needs, contact us at IHOS, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Daniel and William Forey, proud supporters of the Bulldogs. Cinco Bar Spraying, aerial application of chemicals for brush, wheat, and cotton, pesticides, herbicides, and fertilization with weed control. Laura's Furniture, stop in and see our supply of furniture. Go Bulldogs. Ira Baptist, well, we'll save this one because I think it's going to be his last couple.
Yeah, what you like about Aiden Claxton yesterday, he came in, he threw five pitches, he had a five-run lead, and really the only way most of the time that a big lead like that gets blown by a team is when you help him by walking guys and putting them on base for free. It's tough to bring your way on over and over and over again just by swinging the bat. I mean, even if you square one up a lot of times, three strikes, you go right through somebody, and so he came in, three strikes, got out of the entire inning and only five pitches. So he's got 105 to work with, 10 of the rules. Basically have 2 days to pitch 110 pitches. So if he can stay efficient and throw a lot of strikes, helps when your defense does a good job behind you. And that kind of got him to Ira Bulldogs play in the second inning yesterday. But after that, Jaren Payne threw a lot of strikes and defense made a lot of plays. So hope he can keep that momentum up.
It'll be the pitcher, Stupak, up to bat for Fayetteville. First pitch is going to be a ball.
And that's a pitch that stopped maybe went against you last year. We'll see how consistent umpire is here.
Here's the 1-0. This one's going to be a foul ball hit high. Deep back in the to the backstop. I think Castillo thought it was going to go in the stands, and it was pretty close, but it'll be a 1-1 count.
A little bit of a mental error there. That ball landed well within the field of play, but when you're used to playing on places where that backstop's 10 feet behind, it's probably a good 75, 80 feet back. You're just not used to that being played.
1-1. It's going to be a tall strike there. Great pitch by Claxton. Just some heat. 1-2 is the count. No out. Bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 1-0. That one will be low for a ball.
Not a bad two-strike pitch there. Breaking ball, low and inside, kind of almost in the dirt. Hope you get into chase. Not a bad idea.
Here's the 2-2. This one's going to be hit to left field and go foul.
Very squirrely hit there down that left field line into the seats. But Keegan Zupak batting 420 on the year has had a really good year at the leadoff spot.
2-2 is the count. No out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
High and inside fastball, and he just did not, I don't think he was expecting the heat inside. He kind of took a half swing at it and had no chance.
One out now in the bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading the Lions 1-0. Here's the pitch from Claxton. Called. Strike one.
How about this for the coach's son, Easton Yeager, in the two-hole, batting 541 on the season. Pretty successful here at the plate for him.
Here's the 0-1. This one's going to be fouled off into the stand. Those are Ira kids chasing the ball over there today. 0-1 is the, or 0-2 is the count. Here's the pitch. Oh, called! Strike three! Up took just a second to call it.
Now, this is Claxton, but locked in. That was a beautiful curveball that started right at the hitter's plate, right at him, and then just tucked itself right over the inside corner of the plate. I'm probably a little bit of a late call there, but finally gave it.
But he Schley up the bat for the Lions. That one's going to be low on the ball. He's the pitcher I thought the Bulldogs would face today. I was a little surprised when they weren't with him. Here's the 1-0. That one's going to be outside for ball two.
I'm sure that we will see him before the day is out.
I imagine, especially if the Bulldogs keep hitting the way that they are. Here's the 2-0. Called right there, right down the pipe.
Claxton just looks real comfortable. There's a big spot being a big field out on the mound as a sophomore. He is very set right now.
Here's a 2-1. I can say it's just a bit outside. It should be. Schley is left-handed, so little different pitching to him. 3-1 count, 2 outs. Bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 1-0. That one's going to be hit to left field. Looks like it's fading towards the stands, and it's going to be well into the bleachers.
Jaron Pena, Steven Santos not making the same mistake as Castillo that they ran all the way hard. Pena nearly took out the side rail there. That's been so hard for that. It was a good 15, 20 rows up into the team.
Full count here with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. There's the pitch. This is going to be fouled off again, this time back behind the plate.
First at-bat gets stretched out here for Claxton. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat here against the three-hole hitter.
Here's the full count pitch. Oh, waiting for the call again. They're not going to give it to him, so that'll be a walk.
Just a little bit low there. It was over the plate, but apparently a little bit too low.
That'll bring up back. That's good, Matt. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, Convicta. Chance
is up to bat for Fayetteville. Another lefty. Here's that one's going to be low for a ball. Bottom of the first inning, Bulldogs leading 1-0, two outs. Runner on first. Claxton on the mound for Ira. Here's the 1-0. That one's going to be outside for a ball.
For all their runs yesterday, Fayetteville scored 19. They only had 7 hits. They really struggled on strikes. They hit a lot of batters as well.
There's the 2-0. It's going to be a called strike there. Claxton gets the 2-1 count.
Hard to say just how comfortable these guys are swinging at this level. It's a big tournament because they didn't really do it.
There's the pitch to the outside for a ball. 3-1 count now for Claxton, finding himself in a little bit of a hole. They'll have the runner on first. There's two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch. And that one's going to be low for ball four. Claxton came out of the gate, got two runners out relatively quickly, and then he's walked the last two. It'll be Frisch up to bat for Fayetteville. Pena walks over to calm Claxton down a little bit.
And you mentioned that the play of that kind of batter filled with some difference. So back-to-back lefties, I wonder if that kind of just messed with the settling that Aiden Claxton had against righties and some quickly, but now he gets the righty again in the 5-0.
Here's the pitch. High inside for a ball. 1-0 count, two outs, bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading the Lions 1-0. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss, strike.
Strong, healthy cut from Lawson Fritz here at the second baseman. Looks comes where he's out of the flat 300 so far this season.
Here's the 1-1. Fouled off. Now Claxton gets himself ahead in the count. A 1-2 count, two outs, bottom of the first inning, Bulldogs leading 1-0. Swing and a miss, strike three! That'll be three outs for the Bulldogs, so now they're going to head to the second inning, up 1-0 on Fayetteville. Bulldogs have two hits on the evening, one run. So come out a little bit early here. Now you want to put some more pitches on this pitcher that they've been throwing and hopefully put Fayetteville in a spot where they don't want to be. I'm going to say thanks to our sponsors, Iowa Baptist Church, just to glorify God by making disciples through gospel center, preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbciowa.com for more information or visit us at Iowa Baptist on Facebook. Global Wealth Advisors, see our website at gwadvisors.net, member FINRASIPC. Pump Specialist and Thunderbird Services, Pump Specialist, contact for all your oil field service needs in West Texas. Go Bulldogs, bring it home. Thunderbird Services, contact for all your downhole well service needs. Finish it, Bulldogs. Miss Kitty's freeze-dried sweets and treats, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. If you haven't had Miss Kitty stuff, it is phenomenal. I would recommend the Starburst or the Skittles are very popular and very good.
never done me wrong either of those questions there. 24 pitches there in the first inning for Aiden Claxton. So not the efficient start that he had through nine of the first two batters before striking him out. But he does strike out the side before it's all said and done. No balls put in play that inning. Hopefully defense pretty sharp, but you got your senior man in the order here coming up. Not intended, but Juarez, Forey, and then your sophomore Collier coming up here. One first three batters on this top of the second.
All right, Juarez, the batter for the Bulldogs. Called strike one. Pitch. Inside for a called strike two. now. Juarez finds himself behind in the count, 0-2. No out at the top of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 1-0. Here's the 0-2. Called. Strike 3.
I got breaking balls back-to-back there in the second and third. It just did not seem well. So, 3-2 at bat there, then that fourth chance to put on play and make them happen.
If the senior 4, he steps up to bat 4 of the Bulldogs. This one's going to get fouled off.
Dayton had one of the 4 hits yesterday for the Bulldogs and part of that big rally in the fourth inning.
Here's the 0-1. It's going to be... I don't know if it was a swing and miss. I heard a little think like maybe it hit the bat, but it was going to scratch the catcher's glove, so we'll call it 0-2. One out, top of the second. Swing and a miss, strike 3.
Now, pretty efficient inning so far here. 6 pitches, 2 outs. 3 pitches away from the inactive inning. It's a pretty hard achievement to get.
Up to bat will be Collier 4 of the Bulldogs. 2 out, top of the second inning. Oh, strike 1 there. Here's the 0-1. That one's going to be in the dirt outside for a ball.
Now there goes our chance to see that streak. But we didn't want that to happen so much anyway. But
first ball in 8 pitches. Pretty impressive inning so far for Stupak.
Fouled off by Collier, so that'll put it at a 1-2 count. 2 outs in the top of the second inning. Ira leading 1-0. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. So that'll do it for this inning. They are the top of the inning. Fayetteville going to head to go get their bat. Bulldogs leading, again, 1-0 as they're going to take the field. I want to say thanks to the Taylor family who are sponsoring these broadcasts. Go win it, boys. We're so proud of you. Dunn Farms, a family farm with 5 generations attending Ira ISD. Doug and Susie White. Doug and Susie are lifetime people to the Ira community. They're a second generation graduate with 2 more generations graduating from Ira. They're strong supporters of the school and the community. Proud to be a Bulldog. Cruz Patio and Station. Cruz Patio and Station is located in the middle of Ira, thus in the middle of the world, on Highway 350. Pumps are open and available 24 hours a day, with snacks and beverages on the patio also available 24 hours a day. I don't have time for the Cogswell one. Heading to the bottom of the second inning.
I can confirm. Is that one, that one you know I need to hold off on?
I can talk fast, but not quite that fast. Heading into the bottom of the second inning, Bulldogs leading 1-0. Claxton on the mound for Ira. Outside of the 2 lefties that he walked, had a really good first inning. Dan Pena won't be available for the Bulldogs today by our reckoning, although I'm not official. You might be more official than I am.
Well, you're gonna have to throw less than 24 pitches in an inning if you want to stick around deep into this ballgame. Raiden Hernandez is obviously ready to go at second base when the time comes, but what started off really efficiently there got into some really long at-bats down the stretch there. 24 pitches to Claxton there, but again, a lefty here, third lefty we've seen from Fayetteville so far, and in this case, I believe this will be Jake Kubala, the center fielder.
Here's the pitch. It's going to be a ball. Maybe just a touch high. So 1-0 is the count, no out, bottom of the second inning. Here's the bunt. This one's going to be put in play. The second base, Hernandez fields it cleanly, throws it over to Coy. Goes over the head of Coy. For Fayetteville, is going to get a runner to second. An error by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it looked like maybe Raiden got that hop kind of in the heel of his glove and just had trouble getting a grip on it. And then the timing of his throw was just off, and the arm angle changed, and he launched that thing well over Christian Choi's head off the front frame of the dugout.
No outs here. Fayetteville trying to bunt, and that one goes off the bat, foul. The Lions had a runner on second, no outs. Bottom of the second inning, Bulldogs leading 1-2.
And this is a phase of the game that definitely comes into play at this kind of point in a state tournament where people who can do effective things with bunts and whatnot can really hurt you.
Bunted cleanly, Castillo gets it.
Going to have a foul ball called by the third base umpire. I'm not sure why. I guess maybe the ball hit the bat twice in the box. But Castillo did an excellent job of jumping out there aggressively, made a bullseye strike throw to Kevin Santos at third and applied the tag. It would have been an out to get that lead runner. It was effectively done there. But apparently double hit on the bat being called by the third base umpire, and therefore just a foul ball.
And Coach Goodwin has Blue over talking to him, asking why that's being called that way, clarifying. Doesn't seem too upset, probably agrees, I guess. So that should be an 0-2 count now. Runner on second remains for the Lions.
Can't imagine Brody Dooley here would be continuing about with two strikes, but got to keep an eye on it.
Here's the 0-2. Call! Strike three.
Home plate umpire did not signal the strikeout call, just called the strike. I think everything got thrown off there by that bunt with two strikes, but great job by Claxton. Now another lefty coming up, the fourth of this lineup, Cole Schmidt, who was 3-for-3 yesterday with 3 runs scored and 3 RBI in the 8-hole for Fayetteville.
Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike there. One out, bottom of the second inning, Lions have a runner on second base, Bulldogs leading 1-0. Claxton on the mound. Here's the 0-1. This one's going to be put in play to shortstop. Pena gets it, throws it over to first base for out number two. Runner advances from second to third. The Lions will have a runner on third base now.
Now, two things there. It's your first left-hander to retire, which is nice to get that out of the way. But then just an outstanding fundamental play by Jerem Pena. He charges hard, scoops up that throw, or that ground ball, and makes the fellow throw all in one motion to get the out of first.
That'll be Finhoff up to bat for Fayetteville, 2 outs, bottom of the second inning. Called, strike one. Runner on third base for the Lions. Here's the 0-1. This one's going to be hit to Coy, who catches it. And that'll end the inning. Bulldogs find themselves, Lions get a runner on third, but Claxton able to battle his way through the inning with some great defense behind him. Keeps Fayetteville at bay. Now the Bulldogs head to the top of the third inning, leading 1-0.
10-pitch inning, which is a lot better than 24, and good job by Christian Coy. It was a weird kind of knuckleballing liner. You could tell he wasn't sure if he needed to jump or not, but he just stayed on his feet and made a good solid catch in the inning.
I want to say thanks to Cogdell Family Clinic. Just like our Bulldogs, your health and family's health deserves top-notch care. At Cogdell Hospital and Family Clinic, we're here to help you every step of the way. Whether you're expecting a new addition to your family, need a checkup for the kids, or specialized care for grandparents, we've got you covered. Our full OB services are designed to support you from pregnancy through delivery, ensuring both mom and baby are in the best of hands. At Cogdell Hospital and Family Clinic, we're committed to helping your family grow and thrive in our state-of-the-art medical services, meaning that means you get the best care right here at home. From advanced diagnostics to compassionate family care, we've got everything you need under one roof. Multiple providers to choose from, you can find the perfect fit for your family's medical needs. Our team of experienced doctors, nurses, and specialists are ready to take care of you with personalized, high-quality care right here in Snyder. So while you're cheering for the Iowa Bulldogs, remember that we're cheering for you and your family self. Visit Cogdell Family Hospital, Cogdell Hospital and Family Clinic, where your health is our victory. Choked on that one.
From a dad's perspective, you can appreciate this. It does do me comfort to know that on the edge of Snyder, right there by our town over there, and Ira, my knuckleheads can find a hospital if we need one. But you never know what might happen.
We refer to our middle child as our deductible. And Coggle has been a huge blessing to us. When we learn that she's allergic to things or have broke bones or whatever, it's so handy to be right there.
Well, we talked earlier that the head coach's son for Fayetteville's named Easton, definitely based on him. It's deductible out of the NA.
That's how she's known. It's going to be Santos up to bat for the Bulldogs, who hits a grounder to short. And he's going to be tagged out. Or not tagged out, it'll be the fourth. It was a weird throw. The shortstop didn't field itself deep in the dirt. Santos slid in.
It's been an impressive play by aforementioned Easton Yeager. Well in the hole. He backhands it, steps, and just makes a solid one-hop throw to the scoop by the first baseman. All the way around, a really good play to get out Santos.
Pena, the batter for the Bulldogs here. Pena gets this one. He's going to hit it. It's going to fall fair into right field. So a single by Pena gets him back on the bases.
Maybe about as sharp as the line drive as we've seen here in this tournament. Just a solid shot about 5 feet over the glove of the first baseman.
Black's going to be up to bat for the Bulldogs now. Here's pitch. High and a ball. We won out, top of the third inning. Ira leading Fayetteville 1-0. Claxton at the plate for the Bulldogs. They're going to check Pena again.
And Darren being very conservative with this lead right now. Getting a lot of signals, though, from Coach Goodwin. I'm interested if something's on here, but Pena not wanting to repeat that process of the first inning where he's pinch off.
Here's the 1-0 pitch to Claxton. Takes the strike there.
A little extra juice and Stupak on that fastball. That one came in a little hotter than that pretty on that.
1-1 is the count. One out. Runner on first for the Bulldogs in the top of the third inning. Claxton at the plate. Here's the 1-1. Claxton gets this one. He's going to hit it to shallow left center, right center. It's going to be caught by the right fielder, who throws it over to first. And they're going to say he tagged Pena.
Well, Darren stuck in a tough spot there just because that ball was kind of deep enough into the right center gap that it was not guaranteed that the right fielder was going to get there to make a catch. But not only does he gets there and keeps his feet and then just turns and throws a one-hop strike to the first baseman, who makes another really good pick and probably got Darren by about half a step over there trying to return to first base. But if he doesn't take that chance and the ball drops, now he gets thrown out of second. It's a no-man's land kind of tough spot to be in there for Darren Payne, so it's tough to fault him for that one.
Yeah, he slipped back. It was close at first base. So that'll head to the bottom of the third inning. Ira leading Fayetteville 1-0. I want to say thanks to Redbird Boutique. Stop by Redbird Boutique in Colorado City to get an assortment of gift ideas. Proud supporters of the Iowa Bulldogs. Summer McCowan Photography. For all of your school and sports photography, contact Summer McCowan. Ira Testers. For all your testing needs, call Ira Testers. Proud Bulldog supporters. Ira Cafe. Stop in and eat with us at the Bulldog Cafe. Proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Good luck. It's safe. Perception Vac Services. Perception Vac Services is a family-owned vacuum trucking company servicing Scurry County and the surrounding area. Located in Ira, Texas, across from Bulldog Corner. Call or text to schedule a job at 325-436-3641. That's 325-436-3641. Claxton with his last warm-up pitch for the start of the third inning. So far, pitching very well.
And he's at 34 pitches. That was only a 5-pitch inning there for the Fayetteville starter, about as efficient as you can get. The good news for the Bulldogs compared to yesterday, putting the ball in play consistently and making Fayetteville make plays, which they did this past inning, and some impressive ones at that. But that'll pay off for you in the end.
First pitch from Claxton is going to be high for a ball.
back here to the top of the order, and Keegan Suplex, the starting pitcher.
Here's the 1-0.
Oh.
And that one's going to hit him in the back.
Suplex with enough armor and other things on his body, it almost looked like he was going on vacation after his wearing that one in the back. He took off a lot of gear when he ran down to first base. Quick shout out to all of our hometown folks sitting in the cafeteria at school watching the ball game today. Apparently, got a handful of folks out there watching. So
good deal. Runner on first now. He's going to take off and steal quite a bunch. Steele's going to throw it and won't be in time. Castillo's got a heck of an arm, and that's thrown out a lot of runners there, but that Tupac is just quick.
Well, and unfortunately, that one was stolen on the pitcher. Claxton came set, and the runner took off before he ever delivered to the plate. Got to keep an eye on that guy.
Here's the second pitch. Count's going to be 1-1. The first pitch that Castillo threw was counted as a ball.
Bulldogs fortunate on that steal as well because Santos had charged up to cover the punt. There was no one at third base after the base was stolen.
It's going to be hit. Ain't is going to field it cleanly. Throws it over to first. Four and out. One out. Bottom of the third inning. Runner on second for the Lions.
Very solid job by Jaron Pena. That ball kind of was hit hard enough that it one hop just a few feet in front of Jaron. Those can be tough to feel sometimes when you're trying to read that one hop you get. But he was right there, got down low, made a clean play, and solid strike over the first base.
Here's the first pitch. Oh, strike.
Jack Slay here, the third baseman, back-to-back lefties that we saw that Aiden could not throw strikes to last inning. Now this is the first of those two.
Here's the 0-1. This one's going to be put in play. One hop, Pena gets it, jets it over to first. It's going to be now. They're trying to throw to third. Boy, throws it to third. The runner will be safe, but the Bulldogs will have two outs on the inning.
Man, what an incredibly impressive play from Jaron Pena. That ball was deep in the hole, but then it landed. It was kind of another knuckleball, and it spun behind the third baseman, Santos. So, and Pena had to kind of make a lunge just to catch it and then was off balance and made an excellent throw despite his feet being kind of all thrown off by the spin on that ball.
So two outs, runner on third base for the Lions here in the bottom of the third inning. Called, strike one there. Another lefty up to bat for Fayetteville. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike. O2 count, two outs, bottom of the third inning. Lions have a runner on third. Here's it. They're going to say that was just a touch outside.
I like to think in there, Castillo setting up outside that ball, kind of on the chalk of the right-hander's batter's box here to this left-handed batter. But keep an eye over here on Stupak. He's dancing and running. He's trying to get Aiden Claxton to get thrown off and maybe balk here at some third base.
There's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that'll head to the top of the fourth inning. Ira leading 1-0 against Fayetteville. Seems like Fayetteville has had, well, not seems like, the Bulldogs have three hits on the game so far, and right now Aiden has zero given up.
Back-to-back 10-pitch inning for Claxton. That's what you want to see. They're really efficient, solid strike-throwing innings, and he's had those in two consecutive rounds now.
Again, Bulldogs looking offensively to try to make something happen here, get some runs up on the board. Up first for the Bulldogs, it'll be the number 3 hitter, Castillo, with Hernandez on deck and Coy in the hole.
If you're listening to us and you have an All-State ballot in your hand, I think Jaron Pena is on the top of your list. Just two very, very impressive plays made there at shortstop, and that's after the outstanding outing he had yesterday on the mound, throwing 115 pitches, already been on base twice, unfortunately been taken off of base twice as well, but just a clear, clear cut above as a player from what I've seen so far from Jaron Pena.
My brother texts me and wants me to give a shout out to my stepdad, who's also helped us reach our deductible with Brindley.
Well, yeah, some years you get there faster than others, but kids will get you there in a hurry.
Oh, absolutely. And Bulldogs looking good here so far. Started out, their energy is far better than it was in the first three innings yesterday. I want to say maybe just the shock and the humidity and just kind of being in a professional ballpark kind of threw them off at the start of their game, but they're playing well. They're playing within themselves. Really, they put the ball in play, and it just seems like a matter of time before something's going to break and the Bulldogs are going to get some runs.
Well, man, this is the kind of, knock on wood, because you never know what comes next, but this is the kind of game of state championship, obviously. We started the 9:43, so 40 minutes to play three innings of what has been really pretty clean baseball for the most part. So just a well-played game by two really good teams so far.
Castillo, the batter for the Bulldogs, here's her pitch of the inning. High and away for a ball.
That space in the zone has been the one spot that seems a little bit inconsistent here so far. Kind of hard to know when that ball just strikes or not a strike.
Here's the 1-0. This one's going to be hit by Castillo. Kind of a half swing that went over. And it's going to be caught by the second baseman who was running over right into the hole. It was right over the top of second base. Those are the hits that Chester was getting on the Bulldogs yesterday that just didn't fall for Castillo right there.
It was a long, long run of them, too, it felt like yesterday. But Castillo kind of pounding his thigh. I think a little upset he didn't take a stronger hack at that one.
Hernandez up for the Bulldogs. He's going to hit this one to short. Shortstop fields it. It's going to be close. And they're going to call him out at first.
Man, just a clinic being put on so far for these two shortstops. That's a really tough, slow roller. The Jaeger just comes in and scoops it up and makes the throw all in one motion. He had to because Raymond Hernandez with pretty good speed was right there. But, man, just really great play so far from both of these team shortstops.
So two outs now for the Bulldogs in the top of the second inning. Coy going to come up to the plate for Ira. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike. O-1 count for Coy. Here's the pitch. Called. Strike there. Looks like the catcher might have framed that a little bit. 0-2 count with two outs, top of the fourth inning. Outside for a ball.
Smart pitch from Stupak there. Just a breaking ball that tailed into the other batter's box. Not a hittable pitch, not a strike, but a one you hope someone will chase in an 0-2 count. So good job by Christian Coy to lay off. But
here's the 1-2. Going to be low and away for another ball. So now Coy's got the count evened up at 2-2 with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Ira leading Fayetteville 1-0. Here's it. Swing and a miss. Strike. That'll retire the side. Bulldogs head to the top of the fifth, or the bottom of the fourth inning, leading 1-0.
I was certain we were going to see Jack Lee here for the Fayetteville Lions at some point, but I'm not sure. Stupak has been very, very efficient and done a good job. An 8-pitch inning now, so his last three innings, 10 pitches, 5 pitches, 8 pitches. That's a pretty good deal there.
Not for the Bulldogs.
Not
but,
for, yeah. From a baseball perspective, you like to see that as a coach.
Well, you got that one run early, and so if you're Fayetteville, you don't want to just throw in your other starter and so you can try to get ahead. The Bulldogs really playing well. Claxton pitching well for Ira. Outside of two walks he gave up early to two lefties back in the first inning, he's really hit very well.
He had a 5-6 and 7 hole here in Fritsch, Kubala, and Dooley for the Lions in the bottom of the fourth. And kind of interesting note on these guys is somewhat similar to the Iowa Bulldogs in that they're only two seniors on this entire roster. Stupak, the starting pitcher right now, and Kubala, who we'll see batting in this inning, are the only seniors on this entire Lions team.
I didn't see Abbott's lineup, but I know Chester had one senior on their team, so maybe Abbott has all seniors, and that's where you're getting experience from them, but they were defeated by Fayetteville in the first round.
it would not be surprising to see a lot of these same folks right here again in a year from now. Certainly hope we're here to see it.
All right, Claxton finishing up his warm-up. Infield coming in to do high fives or whatever it's called when you got gloves together.
Fritz hit the slow roller there in the second inning. Hernandez kind of bobbled and then threw over the head of the first baseman Christian Coy. We'll see if he stays hitting the ball to the right side.
Here's the first pitch. This is going to be fouled off into the stands kind of behind home plate between home and third. A 0-1 count here in the bottom of the fourth inning with no outs. There's the pitch. This one's going to be lined out to the stands on the left side of the field. Claxton finds himself ahead in the count, 0-2.
Interesting spot there. It'll be interesting when he and Castillo get together on the side of the deer.
Call, strike three. Castillo went ahead and threw it over to third like it was a scratch out, but the ump hadn't signaled it yet.
That's kind of the second time that's happened. My guess is that there's an immediate verbal response from Blue, and then he just takes his time with the physical signal. But that was a breaking ball that the batter just kind of turned his inside shoulder to, thinking it was going to be too far inside. It just broke right over the inside corner of the plate.
First pitch for the second batter is a ball, so 1-0 count, one out, bottom of the fourth inning, Bulldogs leading 1-0. Here's pitch from Claxton. High for 2-0 count now. Again, a lefty who's up to bat for Fayetteville, Kubala. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Strike there.
Very healthy cut on the 2-0 count there, but a nice pitch made by Claxton, kind of keeping on the outer half of the plate, where even a tough swing like Kubala had can't do much.
The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss there as well. So a 2-2 count is what Claxton's got himself worked into now. One out, bottom of the fourth inning. Bulldogs leading 1-0. Here's the 2-2. Outside for a ball.
Yeah, Claxton just didn't finish that breaking ball. Kind of left his break open. That one's way outside. Full count.
Here's the full count pitch. And it'll be outside or high or both for a ball. That'll send Kubala to first base. Cooley up to bat for Fayetteville. One out, bottom of the fourth inning. Bulldogs leading 1-0. Claxton on the mound. And Cooley's a righty.
Dooley struck out on three pitches. That last one looking this last year.
Here's the pitch. Low and in the dirt. Are they going to call a ball?
I did not see which umpire signaled it or called it. But yeah, we had a bot call from somewhere. Okay, second base umpire here.
So that'll move the runner to second. Now Fayetteville has runner on second. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Dooley up to bat with a 1-0 count.
And with the balk, I don't think that pitch will count, shouldn't it?
Okay. So it's square. Ball there. Close. And now the count is 1-0. Here's the pitch. Called. Right there. Count even up at one, one out, bottom of the fourth inning, runner on second for Fayetteville. Here's the 1-1. This one's going to be fouled back behind the plate.
Dooley looks a little more comfortable in this at bat than he did in the last one. That was a solid swing and fouled it almost straight back.
1-2 count here. One out, bottom of the fourth. Here's pitch. This one's going to be fouled back into the stands behind home plate.
Claxton's going to have to be careful here. You think that balk that he got called, and maybe this is what Jaron Payne is going to visit with him about, but that balk that was called was because he did not come to a pause as he came set. before delivering to the plate, and that last pitch was really close to maybe getting a repeat of that. He just came set so quickly and threw to the plate that it was hard to discern a pause in the middle of his set there.
1-2 is the count. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Bulldogs leading 1-0, but the Lions have a runner on second. Here's the 1-2. This one's going to be hit to left field. Foul.
That hit the railing somewhere. Again, our angle, we really can't see down that line, but it's probably the deepest ball I've seen hit so far this week. Way out there to left field.
It was close to being a home run. Instead, it'll be a foul. So, 1-2 count. 3 fouls in a row by Dooley. Here's the 1-2. This one's going to be put in play. Pena fields it, tosses it to third, gets the lead runner.
Oh, man, what a play by Jaron Pena. What a play by Jaron Pena right there. Way, way deep in the hole. He has no chance to make a throw to first base, but just heads up, throws the ball to his third baseman, Kevin Santos. I didn't think even Santos was surprised. Maybe a little bit that he got to it, but Santos does turn and make a tag. And if you're a head coach, Clint Yeager for Fayetteville, man, a golden rule of baseball violated there. You never run to third when you don't have to, when the ball's in front of you. And that runner there runs himself into an out. Great situation for the Bulldogs now. Runner at first with two outs as opposed to a runner at third with only one.
That's right. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Claxton steps off the mound to check the runner at first. Seems like maybe the sun is about to get out of our face and cool us down just a little bit. Here's outside. Castillo throws it, trying to catch the runner. Hernandez picks it. Runner will be safe, stealing second.
Don't know if this is a trend that's been scouted or if this is just Fayetteville, but Claxton's going to have to do a little bit different job of just coming set, throwing to the plate. And Fayetteville is reading that and just taking off as soon as he comes set every single time.
Here's pitch low for a ball. Two-oh count, two outs, runner on second for the Lions. Bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball number three. Claxton finds himself in a big hole here against another lefty. 3-0 count with two outs. Here's the pitch. Call, strike there. Schmidt squared up to try to bunt it and then pulled back. Here's the 3-1 pitch. This one's going to be fouled off to the Fayetteville dugout. So after being in a hole, Claxton's battled his way back to a full count. Runner on second base for the Lions. Bottom of the fourth inning, two outs. Here's the full count pitch. This one's going to be hit toward third, fielded by Santos, who throws it to first. Scooped by Coy for out number three.
Great play by Christian Coy. That throw just a little, I think, up from Santos to Coy as he comes off the field. But a backhanded pick over there first by the young first baseman. An outstanding play there from Christian Coy. Saves a run, as I'm sure if that gets through him, that run will score from second. Still shut out through four.
So, heading to the top of the fifth inning, Ira is leading Fayetteville 1-0. I want to say thanks to Miller Family Funeral Home. Miller Family Funeral Home, honoring the past while serving the future. 325-573-6200. That's 325-573-6200. And Casey's Friendly Designs Flower Shop, 325-573-3851. 325-573-3851. What a joke comedy. Aims to produce shows that give the audience and performers a memorable experience they won't forget. The audience gets a memorable night of laughs with a professional comedic talent on a budget-friendly ticket price. Professional and upcoming comedians get to perform a venue with a great atmosphere and a fun crowd. For more information, follow us at Last Big Spring on Facebook and Instagram. Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs, serving the oil and gas industry since 1972. Give us a call for all your oil and gas needs. Last pitch there. Warm up as Fayetteville gets ready. Bulldogs going to send up Juarez to bat with Torrey on deck and Collier in the hole.
Bulldogs haven't had a base runner since Raiden Hernandez's single in the first inning. Since they retired here by Keegan Supak. So same three guys started the second inning, now doing so in the fifth. Juarez, Torrey, and Collier.
Here's the first pitch to Juarez. Foul this time. Last at bat. I don't think Dimitri swung. I think he took all three strikes. So good to see him swinging the bat here. 0-1 will be the count. No out. Top of fifth inning. Ira leading 1-0. Here's 0-1. Strike two. Now Juarez finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball.
Even if he doesn't get on base, I'd love to see Dimitri just had a long at bat here and stretch out the pitch since Supak has not had to go deep in counts really for quite a while.
Here's 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike. Three. The one out for the Bulldogs. They're going to send the senior Caden Corey up to the plate. Top of the fifth inning, Ira leading Fayetteville 1-0. Here's the pitch. Hard cut by Corey for a strike one. Here's the 0-1. Corey gets this one. It's going to be a single. Lines it over second base. Picked up by the center fielder. So the Bulldogs will have a base runner.
That liner up the middle has some work on it. And you go back to yesterday, those big innings, a similar at-bat from Caden Corey kind of contributed to a lot happening. Hopefully that can continue right here in the state championship game.
Sophomore Collier, you're going to go up to the bat for the Bulldogs. Runner on first, one out, top of the fifth inning. Ira leading Fayetteville 1-0. Here's pitch. Called strike one. Looked a little outside, but it must have touched the corner. So an 0-1 count. Trying to catch Forey on first. Got a strong pickoff move there. 0-1 count. Here's pitch. This one's going to be hit towards first base. Fayetteville trying to get the lead runner. They throw it over the head of the second baseman. Forey's going to get to third. A mistake by Fayetteville, which is what we've been talking about. If you can just keep putting the ball in play, good things are going to happen. Collier hits it. Just a little dribbler to first base. The first baseman, instead of tagging Collier, tried to get the lead runner. It goes over the head of the second baseman. And Bulldogs have runners on the quarter and now corners, and now the Fayetteville coach is going to come out, and it looks like he may do a pitching change.
A lot happening there. First of all, Caden Forey stole on the pitch. First time I've seen a Bulldog try to steal a base this entire series. Might have been a hit and run on, and you get kind of what you want on a hit and run, a ground ball to the right side. I don't know. Now, Forey did not slide at second base. Now he's kind of stretching out his leg a little bit. Coach Goodwin might be thinking about putting in a pinch runner because Forey looks to be in a little bit of pain over there at third base. But he did not slide into second. He was going and standing up, but that might actually help because it just got in the vision of the shortstop trying to catch that throw from first, and that rolls all the way out in the left field. So Forey at third now. and Collier over there at first. It'd be interesting to hear too what all Coach Goodwin puts on. First and third situation with one out. You can do a whole lot of small ball baseball things here if you want to fiddle with a Fayetteville ball club and make them execute, whether you steal or bunt or any number of things. There's a lot of ways to skin the cat here with the first and third one out.
And Corey not sliding. I mean, he's 6'1", 6'2", one of the taller Bulldogs, so that really may have played into the advantage. It'll be Santos up bat for the Bulldogs with runners on the corners, one out, top of the fifth inning.
Pickoff play.
Yes! They try to do a pickoff play. The runner at second is safe. Corey runs into home. He's safe. And now Collier gets all the way to third base. Fayetteville trying to get a little fancy. That's what the coach's meeting was about. And instead, the Bulldogs are going to score a run.
Well, I don't think Coach Goodwin's happy with Collier, but what happened? The third baseman pitcher used the classic clear to first move where you step to third and then turn back. But, I mean, small things. These are things you have to work on in practice and you think they're never going to matter. But pitcher couldn't decide what to do with Collier standing out there half-looking first and second. He should have just thrown the ball to his second baseman and let him run Collier back to first where he can also see the runner at third. Instead, he waits a really long time. By the time he throws, Collier was already safe at second. And the throw home was just late and rushed. Allowed Boyd to score.
So Santos still the batter. Foul there. 0-1 is the count now. Bulldogs take a 2-0 lead in the top of the fifth inning.
And because of that throwing all the way to the backstop, Collier moves from second all the way to third now. So a good pop fly to the outfield, a good score run, but the infield for Fayetteville is up on the grass, going to cut this runner.
That one's going to be on the outside for a ball. So a 1-1 count, one out, top of the fifth inning.
Now, your nine hole not always going to hit deep drives into the outfield, but as a lot of coaches say, elevate and celebrate. Zach Fly, a 4-year run here.
Santos gets this one, fouls it into the right field stand, well, behind third base stand. Looks like it went over and hit. Maybe Miss McCallum.
And you. Well, you're watching that. I was chuckling at the home plate umpire was trying to give the catcher a ball, but the catcher was watching his coaches, and the umpire tossed the ball up right off the catcher's face mask. rolled that on the field to play.
A 1-2 is the count. Runner on third, one out, top of the fifth inning. Hydra leading 2-0. Here's the 1-2. That one in the dirt for a ball.
Good job by the catcher there to block that pitch and keep him on the back. So Santos' job here, a little bit simplified with two strikes. So the only thing you can really do wrong is strike out. What you got to do is put the ball in play. You don't have to put it in play well. And he is way choked up on this bat here with two strikes. He understands his job, which is just poke it out there somewhere and give the runner a chance to score.
Pena on deck for the Bulldogs as well. 2-2 is the count. One out, top of the fifth inning. Here's pitch. That one's going to be outside for a ball. Gets by the catcher, but Collier going to stay at third.
I wouldn't mind a walk here and allow you to go back to another first and third situation and force Fayetteville to defend that with your runners on the bases in a tough spot. And Collier seems to be a pretty swift runner over there at third base as well.
He's one of the faster Bulldogs on the team, that's for sure.
Stupak stepping off the mound here. Yeah, he's expressing some frustration with his coaches in the dugout, not knowing what the pitch is or something else, but a little confusion out there for Fayetteville.
Full count pitch here. Santos gets it, throws it over to first, or hits it towards first. It'll be a ground out at first. Collier stays at third. Good at bat for Santos.
And that was exactly, C.J. Collier would have made a mistake to try to score on that with the first baseman all the way up on the grass, probably a good 5-6 feet in front of first base. Even a bad throw, they would have had time to turn and tag out the runner. So Collier, smart to stay at the bag there at third. But Santos gave a chance, not a bad at-bat.
Pena, the batter for the Bulldogs, first pitch is going to be low in a ball.
And who else do you want with this runner dangling at third than Jaron Pena at the plate?
Absolutely. This is a great opportunity for the Bulldogs. Two outs, top of the fifth inning. Here's the 0-1. That one gets behind the catcher. CJ's going to run towards home. He's going to stand up safe. Bulldogs are going to score another run.
Similar to the first inning when you scored that opening run of the game, Stupak, for all his solid pitching he's had, not hustling at all the home plate, there might have been a play there. That ball bounced back pretty hard to the catcher from that, I mean, what I think is probably a good 75 feet behind home plate. He had a chance to throw to the plate and get out Collier, but Stupak had not made it up to home plate to cover. So an easy run scored there for the Bulldogs.
Ira now leading 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Pena with a 2-0 count. Make it a 3-0.
I don't know what Coach Goodwin's philosophy is on a 3-0 count, but I think if there's anybody in this lineup who deserves a chance to get the pitch he likes on a 3-0 count, it's Jaron Pena.
Here is pitch outside for ball number 4. So Pena's going to get it first again. Claxton will be up to bat for the Bulldogs. And Fayetteville going to walk out and talk to their pitcher. Bulldog crowd turned out again tonight. This is a sea of orange. There's some people who are braving the sun. It is hot in there down low, and you can hear them. And there's even more Bulldogs up kind of in the shade, creeping down as the sun slowly drifts over the top of.
It's the first walk issued by Stupak today. The four pitch walk he's had, maybe the sharp line drive here and Pena hit up last time. Might be in his mind a little bit, but kind of a chink in the armor here as he, Stupak struggled on that first and third situation with what he needed to do, and now has lost his control a little bit. Good chance maybe while the dauber down a little bit from the Lions for Aiden Claxton here now that bat to make a two-out rally and really get going.
Now, the last time the Fayetteville coach went out and talked, they tried a little bit of fancy step third kickoff at first play. They've got Jaron out twice at first base, so we'll see if they try something here. Here's the pitch to Claxton. It's going to be low in a ball.
Now, 5 straight balls thrown. Bulldog hitters.
2 out, top of the fifth inning. Ira leading 3-0. Here's the 1-0. This one's hit by Claxton into the stands behind third base. Looking at the kids trying to get it. Looks like Cotton Crawford may be the one with it.
It's chair climbing to go down.
That ball rolled. They didn't anticipate it going downhill.
Impressive athleticism there.
2 outs, runner on first, 1-1 pitch, high for a ball. Claxton, the batter for the Bulldogs. 2 outs, Jaron on first. He's got himself with a 2-1 count. Here's pitch. Claxton gets it, hits it toward third. Fielded by the third baseman, thrown to first. First baseman scoops it, and it'll be an out.
And that's another really impressive dig over there by the first baseman for Fayetteville and Tunica. Just really impressive what the glove works for there.
So after 5.5, Bulldogs leading 3-0, score 2 runs on that inning, got a little bit of offensive life, which we've been needing to see, and they head into the bottom of the fifth, leading 3-0. I want to say thanks to iHose. iHose, for all your oil-filled needs, contact us at iHose, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Danny and William Forty, proud supporters of the Bulldogs. Cinco Bar Spraying, aerial application of chemicals for brush, wheat, and cotton, pesticides, herbicides, fertilization, and weed control. Flores Furniture, stop in and see our supply of furniture. Go Bulldogs! Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbcira.com for more information or visit us at Ira Baptist on Facebook. Global Wealth Advisors, see our website at www.gwadvisors.net. Member FINRA SIPC.
Do you think they require you to bring the money to them? Or do they provide it?
I do not know. Hopefully they would provide it.
That would work out better for me. You know, I think that would be a good deal. I tell you one thing that is going to go under the radar maybe, and I think Ira folks will remember it a long time, but it wasn't part of the real dramatic moment to be the game, but in both games, big rally innings start with Caden Forey single. And it's something that you open the inning with one, you don't really remember that later on because of all the drama that happens on the bases later. But very, very big time
at bats from a senior in back to back days.
Which is what you want from a senior, that kind of leadership in those tense moments when you're batting not at the top of the order, just to come in through at the bottom. You become a really good hitting team if the bottom of your order can get you those runs. Claxton done warming up. Fayetteville going to send to the mound, or send to the plate. Finhar, their number 9 batter.
Bun officially got 65 pitches. He takes the 5 he threw yesterday. He's got 40 pitches left here on his day.
Inside ball for the first pitch.
Really want to throw strikes to Stenhouse. Only batting 160 here on the season out of the 9-hole.
That one's going to be outside for a ball, so 2-0 count now.
The breaking ball there. I think this is just the kind of hitter you just throw fastballs right over the plate, see if he can do anything with them.
Here's the 2-0. Inside strike.
Stenhouse kind of lifted up the arms like that was too far inside, but right over the inside corner.
That one's going to be low for a ball. So Claxton finds himself behind with a 3-1 count as he's on the mound. No out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading the Lions 3-0.
Claxton takes a little bit of a walk behind the pitcher's mound, regathering himself here.
His pitch, that one will be inside for a ball.
Yeah, there's a lot of sluggers at the top of this order now, starting with Stupak. He's hitting over 400 for the season. He really hates to walk an 9-hole hitter who has not done well, but Coach Gilman going to go out and have a visit with the sophomore right-hander.
Yeah, just to kind of settle him in. You really wanted to get Finhouse out, the number 9 batter, but you don't. So now Bulldogs find themselves in a little bit of a hole here in the bottom of the fifth inning, but still leading 3-0, runner on first, no out.
One thing that is maybe tough about pitching to Mason Finhouse is little bitty fellow. Not a very large guy, very skinny, maybe 5'9", I don't know, put him there. From up here, I'm going to guess 5'8", 5'9". Sometimes it's tough with pitching guys like that because that zone gets so small and that can kind of get in your head. But a sophomore who has not had much success to play this year getting a free pass.
To be the opposing pitcher up to that now, Stupak. First pitch going to be a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 count, no out. Bottom of the fifth inning, Bulldogs leading 3-0. Here's the 0-1. Foul back behind home plate.
Don't know if Coach Gilman had any mechanical advice there or not, but good adjustment made here already. 2 straight strikes to the leadoff man and keeping Stupak.
O-2 is the count. Runner on first for the Lions. Here's the pitch. That one's going to hit the helmet of Stupak, and he'll get a free pass to first. He has to take off all of his armor.
Second time that has happened today, but that's a just a bummer of a deal there because he had an 0-2 count and just a curveball that didn't get finished there in the motion for Aiden Claxton. Just hung up there and just skipped right off the top of Stupak's helmet.
Runners on first and second for Fayetteville. They're going to send Yeager up to the plate.
Probably not a fun time to remind you that he's batting 541 for the season.
That's very true. Aiden checks the runner on second. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be low for a ball. Fouled off. So 1-1 count now. Yeager finds himself in. Claxton on the mound. Runners on first and second for Fayetteville. Bulldogs leading 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-1. That one's going to be low.
Good job by Castillo to keep that one in front of him. Man, just barely skipped in the dirt before it got to his mitt.
2-1 count here. There's the pitch. This one's going to be hit down the third base line. Foul. Oh, they're going to call a balk. So that'll advance the runners. Now Fayetteville has runners on second and third, and I believe it's a 2-1 count.
Home plate umpire checking with the third base umpire, maybe on the count here to make sure they got it right after that balk call. Again, I didn't see what happened, but it likely just not pausing long enough there as he came set. Was Aiden Claxton. So now second and third with no outs, no force out over there. Now, still, those two runs can score and you have a lead. So the turner at the plate, or this batter at the plate, very, very important here.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. This one's going to be hit in play into left field, picked up by Campbell. One runner will score for Fayetteville. First hit of the game for Fayetteville. Just in the gap between short and third. Campbell up tight to pick it up. Keeps the damage down to one runner being scored when Fayetteville had runners on second and third. Now they've got runners on the corners.
And now the Bulldogs in the same spot that Fayetteville was in the inning ago. How do you defend a first and third situation? You got to be smart here. Big lead over there at first.
Here's pitch. Called. Strike one.
Claxton still got to be careful. Did not pause very long there. Yeager, the head coach for Fayetteville, going to call time and speak to his batter here, the sophomore Jack Schley, the three-hole hitter.
Well,
a little surprised that you didn't see Yeager stealing second on that, but they've stolen so quickly from first anyway, now in the first and third situation. I'm a little surprised they didn't go there.
He's taking a healthy lead as well. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be high for a ball. Runners on the corners, no out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 3-1. Here's pitch. Going to say outside and high for ball two. Two one count. This is an important at bat for Claxton. It's going to be outside again for a ball. Shelley, a left-hander, and Claxton has struggled with getting the ball in the strike zone against the lefties today. When the runners, they've had more runners on walks to lefties than I would imagine they've had to just about anybody else. They've got runners on the quarters. 3-1 count. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here's 3-1. That one's going to be in the dirt for a walk.
Not the worst thing in the world. It does move the time run into scoring position, but it also creates now a force out at every base for your defense. So a chance to get it out at home plate on a ground ball back to the pitcher or to your corners. And we'll see what Coach Goodwin does with his infield this year as he keeps his middle infielders up to cut the run at home or if he allows them to play a double play depth. And it looks like everybody going to come up here on the grass and try to take out the run at home if they can.
Here's the pitch. That one must be just a touch high for a ball.
The only way that could have missed there was being up a little bit because it looked like a pretty good pitch.
1-0 count, runners, bases loaded. Bottom of the fifth inning, Bulldogs leading 3-1. Here's the 1-0. That one's going to be a called strike.
And Konvicka there, the cleanup hitter and first baseman, who's done a really good job with the leather over there at first today, didn't look like he was intending to swing at that pitch at all.
This one's going to be hit to right field. Corey running up to get underneath it. Catches it. Now he's going to toss it home to try to make a play at the plate. Steele's going to get it. They're going to tag the runner. And he'll be out.
What a throw from Caden Corey, man. What a throw. One hop strike to home plate, and Castillo able to step out in front of the plate and make an easy, clean tag. That is textbook there from your senior right fielder, Caden Ford.
You've mentioned the game he's having so far. Both of the runs, or the scores have started off by 40 singles, and then right there, that ball was hit to, I mean, not mid-center field, but close enough that Ford had to run up, make the catch, and then jetted a perfect throw to Castillo at home. So now, there should be two outs.
First and third again here. Now, you really got to be smart. And Coach Goodwin coming out to the foul line to give some instructions to Aiden Claxton. You just don't want to mess around here on a first and third situation and throw the ball around the way that Fayetteville did earlier. Claxton's trying to figure out exactly what's going on. Whatever it is, he doesn't want to do it. He's shaking off whatever was being discussed there. Getting a different plan maybe the other day for this at bat.
Two outs, runners on the quarters. There's the pitch. First base going to steal. Bulldog's not going to worry about it.
And that maybe was what was decided there. Was let's just let the runner take the base. I don't want to mess with making a mistake that gives us a run. Claxton wants to take the chances with the guy at the plate.
1-0 is the count. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning, Bulldogs leading 3-1. There's a 1-0 pitch. It's going to be fouled back behind home plate. So that's a 1-1 count now with two outs. Runners on second and third for Fayetteville. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be inside for a ball. Bottom of the fifth inning, Bulldogs leading 3-1. And here's the 2-1 pitch. This one's going to be hit towards short. Tanger lets it bounce. One runner's going to score. It was kind of a real soft hit. Couldn't really get to it to make the catch. But holds the runners on first and third while Fayetteville's going to score another run. So now the score is 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading Fayetteville, two outs.
Have to see what they I think they've given out an error, and it's hard not to, but it was a terribly tough hop and just spinning crazy, and Pena had to charge it just to go get up to it, and then it took a really funny bounce on him. That is a tough play there. Now first and third again for Fayetteville.
Here's a swing and a foul ball right behind home plate.
Runner not going on that pitch. It looks like maybe Coach Clint Yeager a little frustrated with his base runner for not picking up the correct signal there, maybe to try to take second.
Yeah, Fayetteville has been very aggressive on the bases. And he's going to take off. Here's 0-1.
Yeah, there's an intentional play there to take off early. Claxton, the runner was two-thirds of the way to second before Claxton even delivered to the plate. He never even looked at him, but now he's getting to go back into the windup here. Maybe that's what he wanted anyway.
1-1 count, two outs. There's pitch. Swing and a strike.
Senior Kubala here in the sixth hole batting for Fayetteville.
1-2 count, two outs. Runners on second and third for Fayetteville. Bulldogs leading 3-2. That one will be just outside for a ball.
Good two-strike pitch, about a glove's width off the outside corner, hoping that maybe Kubala would chase. Not a bad idea there.
Evens the count at 2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss! Strike 3! That'll retire the side, and the Bulldogs find themselves in a hairy position within that inning, but get away only getting 2 runs up. Go into the top of the 6th, leading 3-2.
Huge strikeout with the go-ahead run standing out there on second base and the tying run at third. A great execution from Claxton, who is with that very long inning, face seven batters and throw a lot of pitches, I'm fearing probably getting pretty close to that max pitch count.
Yeah, I would think he is close. He pitched well today, only giving up one or two hits, and both of those have come in the last inning. I want to say thanks to Pump Specialist. Contact Pump Specialist for all your oil field service needs in West Texas. Go Bulldogs, bring it home. Thunderbird Service, contact for all your downhill and well service needs. Finish it, Bulldogs. Miss Kitty's freeze-dried sweets and treats supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Taylor family, go win it, boys. We are proud of you. Dunn Farms, family farm with five generations that have attended Ira ISD. Doug and Susie White are lifetime people of the Ira community. They're second-generation graduates with two more generations graduating from Ira. They're strong supporters of the school and community, proud to be an Ira Bulldog. Cruz Patio and Station. Cruz Patio and Station is located in the middle of Ira on Highway 350. Pumps are open and available with snacks and beverages, all available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'll save this one for the next. So, Bulldogs score two runs in the top of the fifth, and then they give up two runs in the bottom of the fifth, head to the top of the sixth, leading 3-2.
Well, we talked about how yesterday the new kind of challenge to the Bulldogs was to be in the position to have to come from behind and then be in a spot where you haven't been all year and battle back when you got hit in the mouth a little bit, which is what happened. But one thing they haven't seen this year is to have a lead.
Yeah.
Give it up or be pushed and stretched in the close game and then have to battle back from that angle. And not exactly there. And maybe there's still some comfort to have some confidence at bat because you have this one run lead. But the pressure doesn't get any bigger than that. I mean, this is as tough as it is. I don't care if you're 40 or you're 15. Stepping out onto the field right now in a one-run ball game in a state championship with six outs left for both clubs, that's about as high as the stakes can get in high school sports.
Absolutely. And the Bulldogs are going to send up their senior, Caden Castillo, to be the first batter. Hernandez will be on deck, and Coy will be in the hole. So, finishing up the warm-up pitches, Castillo steps up to the plate. Fayetteville coach walks up to Blue, making a few notes.
Coach Goodman going to join. And then, hold on, fellas, let me join this conversation.
Actually, Tupac is not pitching.
Nope, we got what we thought was coming all along here. Jack Schley has returned here after pitching the first three innings yesterday. Threw about 52 pitches, so looks like we will see him finish it out. Maybe a defensive substitution. I think the DH there in the sophomore Mason Fenthouse, the diminutive DH, is now your left fielder in all this shuffle as well.
Klein did pitch well yesterday. He did get hit a little bit, but he throws a lot like Jaron does, just a hard ball thrower. Here's the first pitch. This one's going to be hit by Castillo over the head of the second baseman for a single. One pitch, one hit for the senior Castillo.
It's a good little looper, a lot like what we saw from Chester over and over again yesterday, just a ball that floated out there over the second baseman. Would love to see somebody get out in front of a fastball and drive it to left to make this brand-new left fielder have to make a play now that he's just entered the game.
So no out, top of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 3-2 with a runner on second and Hernandez at the plate. Swing and a miss strike there. Here's the 0-1. Chasing there a little bit for another strike. So now Hernandez finds himself behind in the count. 0-2.
A couple of breaking balls that Hernandez has just been out in front of here in the 50 pitches from slow.
Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 there for Hernandez, who's visibly upset. One out for the Bulldogs in the top of the sixth inning, leading 3-2. They're going to send up Coy to bat for Ira. Juarez will be on deck and Forey in the hole. One out, runner on first. That one's going to be low for a ball.
Yeah, we talked about this, Ben. There's not a cloud in the sky.
It's a bright blue day, but sometimes that can mess with you on a pop-up.
Boy, gets it. Lines it right up the second base line. Bulldogs are going to advance. It'll be a single.
Boy, trying to take a piece out of place. That line drive nearly nicked the pitcher right back up through the box.
Second base and tried to get over there too, but it was just hit too sharp for him to get it. So first and second now for the Bulldogs going one out.
Another senior up to bat for Ira Hernandez, or Juarez, sorry. Runners on first and second, one out. Here's pitch. That one's going to hit me in the back. And it sends up who's the player who's probably been having his best game I've seen so far, Caden Forey.
Mr. Clutch now getting that bat. I love that joke, too. A little tenderized meat there.
Coach Goodwin making us, or having a discussion.
Now, this is the guy you want. I mean, he has had some underrated at-bats over the last 2 days, but this one now is one that will not be underrated. It's going to be very... very big at bat, bases loaded and one out, but really maybe the play of the tournament thus far, the line drive one hop throw from right field last inning that prevented a run from scoring. Could have tied the ball game, had it not said that. It's pretty good conversation going on now with Coach Gilvin and home plate umpire. And Coach Wall also going to walk up here from the dugout with the first base umpire. I'm not sure what the...
They're going to send the runner in. I think he might have been clarifying the rules with Christian. Or no, they're going to send a runner in for Caden. Well, I'm not sure what they're doing.
I don't. Don't think it'll be... I wouldn't be running for Caden, but not sure here.
Runner went... Jonah's still standing in midfield. I'm not sure who he's going for. They're going to send him in for Coy.
So Jonah, Munoz had been your courtesy runner earlier in the game for the catcher Castillo. And I think maybe the question is, all right, can we use a courtesy runner now as an actual pinch runner? So Munoz will enter the game for Christian Coy. And like we saw yesterday, I'm sure Coy will come back into the game to play first base here in the bottom of the sixth. But
getting a little more speed on the bag.
Corey, the senior, up to bat for the Bulldogs. One out. Here's pitch. Low and away for a ball. 1-0 count now. Bases are loaded for the Bulldogs as they lead 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the 1-0. They're going to call that one a strike, but you can hear the crowd not happy about it. 1-1 count.
Really high and inside. Corey kind of winds his shoulders up a little bit to stay out of the way of it. So it's called a strike.
Get this one. It's going to be a little ground ball double.
Man, tough break there. That ball rolled maybe a foot in front of home plate, like a swing bunt, and a really heads-up play from the catcher. You know what? I think that's Zupac. And has gone back behind the plate maybe now after pitching. He just steps on home plate for the first down and makes a strike throw to first base. Man, big time break for Fayetteville there to have that work out and set three for the Bulldogs.
Was it yesterday that Castillo hit a ball that went further than that one, but still not to the grass that got called foul?
Yes, I'm still not quite sure what exactly the call was on that ball, but that one clearly Corey just barely nicked it and it rolled out there into a terrible spot. But man, now you just got to go get out. You got to play defense. You got to make sure that you're sharp everywhere. And I think most importantly, and I hate to go back to it, but that leadoff walk last inning has scored in 80% of the time in baseball. Leadoff walk finds its way to home plate. So
just got to be straight to Drayden Flaxman.
By my count, maybe the sophomore has 11 touchdowns.
So that's all that I think he's got left in his pitch count between 5 yesterday and what I've got right now at 9 from today.
So it will remain Claxton, although, like you're saying, I don't think he'll make it through the inning. If he makes it through the inning, that would be phenomenal. He doesn't have many pitches left. I don't think you can bring in Pena behind him. I think he's reached his max pitch count yesterday. So in all likelihood, it'll be Hernandez who will come in later, but we'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
And that's just a huge bummer, Brayden. Great defensive plays there from Fayetteville, but really probably one of your better innings as far as hitting the baseball, getting two runners on via the base hit, and against what is supposed to be Fayetteville's best guy on the mound. Just a tough break there. But breaks even themselves out in baseball, so Ira was a chance to make some defensive plays of its own here possibly, and then keep this one-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth.
3-2. Is the score. Bulldogs leading Fayetteville. Here's the first pitch. It's going to be a called strike there. Claxton still on the mound for Ira.
Bottom of the order here for Fayetteville. 7, 8, and 9.
Here's the 0-1. Just a bit outside for a ball. Count even at 1. No out. Bottom of the 6th inning. There's pitch. This one's going to be hit to left field for a single.
Line drive there to the sixth between short and third. Dooley just reached out and poked one through there. So runner on first here, no out. Now a long discussion with the hitter.
And Cole Schmidt, again, who was 3-for-3 yesterday in the semifinal, had the best day of all for the Lions. But a lefty, I'm sure Coach is having a big conversation here about whether or not to bunt this tying run in second. Right now, Steven Santos is playing way okay. Now he's going to come in and play the bunt. He was a good 10, 15 feet behind third base there for a minute.
Yeah, Coach Goodman stepped out of the dugout and was pointing and yelling. So no outs, runner on first. A bunt being attempted. It's going to be fielded by Claxton. He turns to first, throws it. It'll be one out.
Now, something that had not been done yesterday when Graham Pena was on the mound. Graham Pena hustling over to third behind Santos, who was charging on the bunt to make sure that the runner couldn't get an extra base. Really nice left-handed drag bunt there from Schmidt, but Claxton does a good job of going over and making a play, getting it out at first.
So one out now, bottom of the 6th inning. Bulldogs leading 3-2. Fayetteville has a run on second. Here's it. They're going to call that one a ball.
You're back to Mason Stenhouse here, a really small right-handed batter that Claxton had built on strike two last time.
Here's the 0-1. That one's going to be high also. Now behind in the count, 2-0, one out, runner on second, bottom of the 6th inning, Ira leading 3-2.
Yeah, and you can see noticeably that Claxton's trying to take off a little bit and just throw a strike, but he's out of his rhythm a little bit. I think this little righty has just kind of gotten in his head a little bit because of how small the strike mark is, and he's definitely lost.
They've not been far off. He just needs to get a call here. Now Stenhouse is going to square up the bunt, pulls back, and it'll be a strike.
Now, a lot of folks will square the bunt on a 3-0 count, just trying to fiddle with the vision of the pitcher. And honestly, to me, sometimes the guys already struggle to throw strikes 3 times. You're almost giving them targets to throw at. I don't know that it always is the most effective strategy.
Coach trying to come in and talk to Stenhouse and help him. No, you've already come across your bat once. You do it again.
3-1 count, one out. There's the pitch. It's going to be high for a ball. And I think that's going to end the game for Claxton pitching. So it's Goodwin walking out. All time. Yep. So it'll be a pitching change for the Bulldogs. I imagine it'll be Hernandez, but waiting to see. We'll see who he hands the ball to, and then I'll read a few ads while they warm up.
Coach
good one to talk to. I mean, this is another kind of plus-minus there. The plus is you've added a fourth out at second and third because of the runner going to first, but the negative being that that guy at first now is the go-ahead run in the state championship game. So just a lot of pressure here, and it is going to be Grayson Hernandez, the junior, stepping up here with five outs needed to win the state championship.
I want to say thanks to our sponsors, one of which is Cogdell Family Clinic. Just like our Ira Bulldogs, your health and family's health deserves top-notch care at Cogdell Hospital and Family Clinic. We're here for you every step of the way. Whether you're expecting a new addition to your family, need to check up for the kids, or specialized care for grandparents, we've got you covered. Our full OB services are designed to support you from pregnancy through to delivery, ensuring both mom and baby are in the best of hands. At Cogdell Hospital and Family Clinic, we're committed to helping your family grow and thrive. Our state-of-the-art medical services mean you get the best care right here at home. From advanced diagnostics to compassionate family care, we've got everything you need under one roof. With multiple providers to choose from, you can find the perfect fit for your family medical needs. Our team of experienced doctors, nurses, and specialists are ready to take care of you with personalized, high-quality care right here in Snyder. While you're cheering for the Ira Bulldogs, remember that we're cheering for you and your family's health. Visit Cogdell Hospital and Family Health, Cogdell Hospital and Family Clinic, where your health is our victory. Redbird Boutique. Stop by Redbird Boutique in Colorado City to see an assortment of gift ideas. Proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. All right, Hernandez takes the mound for Ira, leading 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning with one out.
Top of the order here in Keegan Stupak.
Runners on first and second. There's the pitch. Touches the outside corner for a strike. Oh, one count. There's the pitch. This one's going to be hit foul into the stand. Right by that group of boys who now all stay low instead of running up. So an 0-2 count. One out. Runners on first and second for Fayetteville. Bulldogs leading 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Here's pitch. That one's going to be high for ball.
Don't hate it there. See if he'll take the high fastball. Still ahead in the count. You might take a chance on the breaking ball and prepare to take a chaser, but that's a risky chance because you don't need to run it with a shot.
Here's the 1-2. They're going to call it a ball. I think it was a little low.
Home plate umpire sitting 3-1 at the plate, but I think that needs to be revisited because he called the strike. There we go. Now he's changing it to 2-2. All right.
Yeah, you had that first strike and then the foul.
He definitely called that first pitch strike and then the foul. Color.
I'm getting ready to stick my head out and start going, no.
This one's going to be hit to third base, fielded by Santos, who misses the runner to try to tag him.
Santos just reached his glove out. The runner sort of did a jump and hop and skip. He didn't leave the base path terribly far, but he definitely left the base path. And I'm going to point him like he was signaling it out and then signaled safe. So all the way around. And second day in a row, third base umpire part of a very controversial play rule. But Santos did everything right except for maybe just pursue that tag a little more aggressively.
And yeah, Coach Woody Goodwin going out to top two, the third base. But that's going to leave the bases loaded for Fayetteville with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs, for the second inning in a row, find themselves in a hole.
If I'm Coach Goodwin, what I'm asking for help here is your second base umpire, who would have been in the line, and he's going to get there. This is exactly where Coach Goodwin is going to go. That's the one umpire that's the line of vision of where that base pass is. And I'll tell you, it's so tough to overrule
that happened yesterday on that foul ball call at third base.
Yeah.
It came at a crucial time with the bases loaded, but that is the one umpire who has the angle on how far out of the baseline that runner went to avoid the tag from Steven Santos.
All four umps still talking, trying to decide. The one that got overturned yesterday was very clearly just a poor call. I would not expect this one to be. Coach Goodwin still talking to third base. I'm not happy about it. The cheers you're hearing are from Fayetteville. The Bulldogs kind of need a little bit of pep here to kind of finish out this inning. Hernandez nodding his head like, all right, you're going to play that way. Let's play. Bases are going to be loaded for the Lions. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 3-2.
Braden did grab a hold of Coach's towel there out of his back pocket and try up his hand a little bit.
The humidity is not what we're used to.
Nope.
Count. Here's the... This is going to be a bunt down the first base line. Hernandez going to field it, throws it first for the out, but the Lions will score the tying run. Bulldogs got lucky there. Hernandez kind of slipped and a little bit empty getting up.
Yeah.
Able to get the out.
I mean, that's just good. There's very little on that bunt that he could do to deal with that execution. The execution was... very solid. It looks like maybe Raiden tweaked his leg a little bit too. Coach Goodwin going to go out and visit with him on injury visit.
Raiden
not looking so hot.
You can see the mark in the grass where he slid. It looks like his cleat just didn't catch. So he's back on the mound. Maybe going to get to throw a warm-up hit something to kind of test it. Nope. They're just going to face the batter. So everybody's walking back off. Bulldogs now have 2 outs. The game is tied 3-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning.
No, I would keep an eye here on what Fayetteville does. They could do exactly what they just did and put a bunt down. You already saw a drag bunt from Jack Slate earlier in the ballgame. Or Easton Yeager was the guy that just bunted before. He did score around that way.
Oh, right there. One count, 2 outs, bottom of the sixth inning, tied up 3-3. That one's going to be high for a ball. Runners on second and third for the Lions. Here's the 1-1. That one will be high for a ball again.
That one did not miss my left there, up and out just a little bit to let that batter.
2-1 count. 2 outs. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be fouled off to the Fayetteville side. They were not quite as ready as Ira has been to catch those.
Fayetteville mama nearly caught that one in the chin, but Keanu Reeves' matrix move there. He's getting a kick out of it. I don't think she would have if it had landed. Big two strike pitch coming.
2-2 count, 2 outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Runners on second and third. That one's going to be low for a ball. Full count, 2 outs. Bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be fouled back behind home.
And Raiden challenging the hitter there with a fastball right over the middle.
Yeah, well, this is what you want. The game is tied up, full count, bottom of the sixth inning, 2 outs in the state championship baseball game. Need to get a finish here. There's the pitch. This one's going to be hit to right field. Corey running underneath it. Makes the catch. Saves the inning. So, again, Corey there with a huge run. Kind of disappeared in the crowd. That's why you heard everybody get silent. He got hid by the bleachers, and the ump didn't really signal very clearly, but I saw him make the catch.
And I don't think that a lot of the fans even knew what happened over there. They're watching, but Corey comes running
running out from behind that railing with an Arsenio Hall kind of whoop.
That crowd goes crazy.
Man, what a play there. We go to the seventh, all tied up.
So in high school, if you're a new high school game listener, seven is the ninth inning. So this is it for the Bulldogs. You've got to score a run here to get ahead. You're the visiting team, so you're going to bat first. Fayetteville will bat second, but this is the kind of intensity and the joy that you want in a state championship game, all tied up, ready to roll. I want to say thanks to our sponsor, Summer McCowan Photography, for all your school sports photography. Contact Summer McCowan. Ira Testers, for all your testing needs, call Ira Testers. Bulldog Cafe, stop in and eat with us at the Bulldog Cafe. Great food, proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Good luck at state. Perception Vac is a family-owned vacuum trucking service company that services Scurry County and the surrounding areas, located in Ira, Texas, across from Bulldog Corner. Call or text to schedule a job at 325-436-3641. That's 325-436-3641. Lay coming back in to be the pitcher for Fayetteville. 3-3, top of the seventh inning. Bulldogs are going to send up their 8, 9, and number 1 hitter in the order. So it'll be Collier up to bat first for the Bulldogs, Santos on deck, and Pena in the hole. You can hear the Ira fans cheering, trying to step up their team. All right, this is where the fun begins, where the fun is. When you think back on your life, it's these kind of moments that stand out. State championship game, top of the seventh inning. The score is tied 3-2-3. Schley, the pitcher for Fayetteville. He had a handful of pitches thrown in the first inning he pitched. He pitched 50-some-odd the other day, so if the Bulldogs can hit him here, it will be trouble for him. Collier up to the plate for Ira. First pitch is going to be high on the ball. One oh count. Here's pitch. That one on the inside for a strike. Looks like it just touched the inside corner of the plate. So 1-1 count here for Collier. Here's it. That one at the same exact spot. So now CJ finds himself behind in the count 1-2. Here's it. Fouls that one off.
Good piece of hitting there. Just reached out for a high and outside fastball that was close enough and just nicked it enough to keep the at-bat alive.
Now the count is still 1-2. Here's pitch. Collier fouls that one.
Another good job breaking ball that time. Collier just gets enough of it to stay alive.
Game tied up 3-3 in the top of the seventh inning. Ira, the visiting team, so batting first. Collier with a 1-2 count. No out. Here's pitch. Swing and a missed strike there on the inside again. Bulldogs will send Santos up to the plate now.
I'd love to see Santos get on base and give Barrington a chance to make some magic happen.
Absolutely. One out. Here's the pitch. They're going to say Santos wins on that one. It was high. So it's a strike one.
Kind of checked his swing. Catcher appealed to the first base umpire. That home plate umpire called it on his own.
0-1 count. Santos gets this one, hits it to third base. It goes under the third baseman's leg. So he'll have a single. You mentioned yesterday in a 1A game, you just kind of find that weak defender. Maybe the Bulldogs just figured it out. That went straight under the third baseman's leg.
Well, he's made some good.
He made a good one earlier in the day.
It's just tough to be consistent. And this is such a different surface, such a better surface, ironically.
But yeah,
it creates hops that just look a little different from what you probably get to play on in any given day. And it'll be true. It'll be true on Saturday. Watch those 5A and 6A championships. They're putting it all in play. Never is the bad choice.
Always gives you a chance. Bulldogs going to send a courtesy runner in for Santos. It'll be Evan Davis. Pena will be the batter for Ira, which is who you want at the plate. Coach Kivlin clarifying the substitution with Blue.
Well, we saw some really good pickoff throws from Stupak earlier. We haven't seen the move yet from Jack Schley, but Davis needs to, coming off that bench with fresh legs, I guess, in one case, but maybe dead legs in another, as long as he's been standing over there. Really has to have his head in the ball game there at first base right now.
So one out, game tied up, top of the seventh inning. Bulldogs have a runner on first, and Pena at the plate. Here's Pitt. Pena gets this one, hits it for right field, gets just past the second baseman's glove. Oh, no, poor base running. Davis is going to get caught in a pickle. Still trying to run around. He's going to get tagged out.
And twofold there. He just ran through the stop sign from Coach Goodwin and took off for third, and the cutoff throw came, and he stopped way too late. Got himself out there to no man's land. But then Jaron Pena had lots and lots and lots of time to go ahead and move up to second there and kind of hung at first, just hoping maybe that Davis would find his way back to a base. Really would have been better for Pena to go ahead and just move up to second and at least be in scoring position now for Aiden Claxton.
Now the Bulldogs have two outs. Claxton will be the batter. Pena on first. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike. Oh, 01 count. Off of the seventh inning, all tied up 3-3. Claxton gets this one, hits a little dribbler to the pitcher. He's going to throw it to first for the final out of the inning. So now the score stays 3-3 as we head to the bottom of the seventh. Again, this is the last inning, so the Bulldogs' only hope is to keep Fayetteville from scoring and go into extras.
Well, what do you got? You know, what do you made up here? Here you go. You're going to have to come out and throw strikes still and make plays in the field. You escaped a really tough situation in the sixth to hold that tie. But now you're going to have 4, 5, and 6, the very heart of the Fayetteville line order, to go up against Braden Hernandez, who has hustled out to the mound, has the ball ready to go, get his warm-up pitches in. He's ready to make it happen, but going to have to get 3 outs here without giving up a run to Fayetteville.
Yeah, and the Bulldogs were able to do that through the first 4 innings. Fayetteville kind of crept back in the game over the last 2. Bulldogs have hit the ball well. They've hit more than Fayetteville has. Trying to find my stats. Yeah, the Bulldogs overall as a team are hitting .259 for the game, while Fayetteville only has 2 hits. So they're batting 100. But they've been able to get on base by walks for getting hit by pitches, and then they are very aggressive on the base pass. It's kind of forced some of those runs. So the Bulldogs, certainly the game's not over. The Bulldogs not out of control. You've got your junior Hernandez, who has hit bunts for Ira and is a great pitcher in his own outright standing.
Yeah, he's shown a lot of guts already in that really tight situation he had to come into in the sixth and managed to get out of it. So got those strikes. He's just got to have the 8 guys around him make plays and get out.
It'll be the big boy, Kanavica. I don't know.
Actually, I like the last one. I think that was good. He he had the big sack line as well. Would have been last at bat, but Caden Forey made the perfect throw to home plate to get the out.
First pitch is going to be a little high for a ball.
Really, really neat strike here. Just do not want to give anybody a free pass to get on base.
Absolutely. Here's the 1-0. That one goes inside for ball number two. Here's a 2-0. Right down the middle for a strike.
Definitely a pull type hitter, so Caden Corey going to have to stay ready, and maybe CJ Collier in center as well.
There's a 2-1 pitch inside for a ball. Now Hernandez behind in the count, 3-1. Here's the pitch. Touches the outside of the plate there.
Convicto was ready to toss the bat and head to first, but not so fast, says the home plate umpire.
So now, full count, bottom of the seventh inning, no out. Game tied up 3-3. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Convicto gets this one. It's going to go into the parking lot behind third base.
Your stomach in there, Ben?
Yeah, my car is parked over there.
Oh.
it's exciting. You know, you want these moments, but you hate them when you're in them, but you love them when they're over. If you can come out with a victory, I mean, this is what musters a team up. This is where you show your heart and who you really are. 3-2 pitch. This one's going to be hit high, shallow. Claxton signaling for the catch. Gets underneath it. Makes the catch for out number one.
Yeah, he took charge immediately on that, knew that he wanted to have it, and just make the routine play there for the first out.
These are the moments, you made the late John Randles would say, what you oozing, where what you're filled with when you get squeezed, what comes out when you get squeezed, and this is what we're dealing with right now. Bottom of the seventh inning, one out, tie ball game at the state baseball championship. Here's a pitch from Hernandez.
And John gave that talk to a lot of athletes, too, over the years. Nothing quite like sports to just teach you all kinds of stuff, and certainly that's happening here.
First pitch was the ball, so here's the 1-0 pitch. That one touches the inside corner for a strike.
Kind of looked like yesterday where it almost felt like it nicked the sleeve of the jersey there if he turned over the plate.
Say that was too far outside for a ball.
Caden Castillo doing his best to just try to frame that one up, but did not get the help from the umpire.
2-1 count, one out. That one outside, too far also, so 3-1. Seems like the inside pitches are being more called strikes more so than the outside pitches are, which might be why when the Bulldogs would face the left-handed batters, they struggled so much. Here's 3-1. That one will be low and away for a ball that will send a runner to first base.
And you got to see how much of a chance head coach Clint Jaeger wants to take here, because Fayetteville has not been shy about trying to steal a base. Aiden Claxton just really didn't do a whole lot to hold runners when he was on the mound. And we'll see how Raiden Hernandez handles a base runner at first, but definitely want to be mindful of this young man there at first base trying to swipe the bag.
Yeah, and they've been so aggressive on the base path.
And the senior Jake Cabala stepping to the plate here for the Lions.
All right, here's pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. One out, bottom of the seventh inning. Runner on first, game tied 3-3. The count is 0-1. That will be outside for a ball.
Would love to see Raiden throw over here the first one time. The base runner just kind of hopping and skipping around there before he comes fully set. I'm sure trying to draw a box or create some distraction, but might be able to catch him off for an easy out.
Here's the 1-1. squared up the bunt, pulls back. They're going to call it a ball.
Fayetteville head coach over in third base box, Punt Yeager, changed signals every single pitch of this at bat so far. So putting something different on each time. We're putting nothing on, but he's definitely giving new signals every pitch.
2-1 count, one out, runner on first. Here's the 2-1. This one's going to be hit to right field. Corey runs back, gets underneath it, makes the catch, runs forward to hold the runner. So a two out now. Runner stays at first.
Brody Dooley in the seventh hole bat now for the Lions, and he started the whole rally in the sixth with a single through the left side there in the last inning. Corey very careful not to throw that one away. He just jogged it almost all the way in the second base and he blasted it after making a catch.
Yeah, he was pretty shallow anyway, so he ran it forward and just no chances there, which is what you want. So now two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. Runner on first for the Lions. Here's pitch from Hernandez. That one will be inside for a ball.
You can go ahead and get out of this here. It'll be the 3-4-5 hole for the Bulldogs right there in the middle of the order coming up here in the top of the eighth.
Hernandez checks the runner on first, gets him to back in. Here's the 1-0. This one's going to be hit to left field, way high. Several Bulldogs running underneath it. Campbell gets it, makes it.
I tell you what, that ball is hit so high that by the time Campbell makes the catch, the base runner from first to the ceiling on the pitch had already crossed third base. If that catch is not made, this ball game is over and Fayetteville is the state champion. But Campbell loses his footing ever so slightly before he catches the baseball. But your outfielders have done an outstanding job today of taking care of routine plays and some tough ones as well. And that one was not an easy one. He ran a long, long, long way to get over to the third base foul line to make that catch. And, man, we're still playing ball. It's excellent in the state championship game.
Oh, my poor heart right there. Goodness gracious. I saw him stumble right as he was going to catch it. And he never fell. And he caught it smooth and just kept running straight to the dugout like he was doing exactly what he was supposed to. But I saw Pena. I think Pena saw him stumble too, and his heart stopped a little bit as well. So, like you said, Bulldog's going to send up. Theo and Hernandez will be on deck, and Coy in the hole. We are now in extra innings.
Something else to keep an eye on here, the longer this game stretches out, Jack Blake faced 9 batters. If what I have is accurate, he should have 58 pitches to go on today, but he came in and entered the game in the sixth. So he's seen the whole lineup already. Everyone has gotten one at bat against him at this point. In fact, looks like, yep, this will be Castillo. Castillo led off the sixth as well. So here in the top of the eighth, Castillo gets his second look at Slay, who has to be dancing with the end of his pitch count as well. So not sure who Fayetteville goes to if they have to go to a third guy, but would love to stretch out some at bats here and make this sophomore see the end of his day on the mound.
Yeah, and you've got Hernandez up who pitched an inning in 2/3, is that right? 1/3?
Yeah, he's got a lot of pitches left right now.
All right, Castillo steps up to the plate for the Bulldogs. Here's the first pitch, the top of the eighth. Castillo gets this one, lines it, goes under the shortstop's glove. So it'll be a single, another leadoff single for Castillo.
It was a sharp one-hopper that shortstop had to move a little bit to his right and try to backhand and just could not get down low enough for it. But really great job by the little guy, Fenhouse, in left field because he had to run a long way to cut that one off and rolling into the gap. And he went over and scooped it up and kept Castillo at first base.
It'll be Hernandez up to plate for the Bulldogs. He's going to foul this one off towards us.
Somebody in the booth next to us, they might have made a play right there.
Hey, hey. Bulldogs have a runner on first, no out, top of the eighth inning. Hernandez up to bat with an 0-1 count. Here's pitch. Now's this one back.
I think Fayetteville definitely aware this is not an Ira team that likes to bunt the baseball. Third baseman has been five or six steps behind the bag now. The two specs way behind the bag, but no one really playing the bunt at all.
Here's the 0-2. Hernandez gets this one. It's going to go into the gap between short and third. It'll be a single for Hernandez. Like you said, the more hits the Bulldogs can get off of Schley, the more pitches he's thrown. He's got to be getting towards the end of his count. Not sure exactly where. He probably still has a healthy amount, but the Bulldogs are going to have runners on first and second, top of the eighth inning. That's right. We're in extras in the state baseball championship game, tied 3-3, and it's going to be Coy up to bat for the Bulldogs. Here's pitch. That one looks way inside, but they're going to call it a strike.
Yeah, no subtext, no question about a bunt here. Coach Gilvin not giving any signals. He wants Coach Troy to swing the bat, make something happen.
Here's the 0-1. Swing and a missed strike there.
Now, last time he had two base runners on, a four hits into the little catcher to first, double play there, stepping on home and throwing the first to bases loaded. But would still like to see Coy put it in play somehow here.
The 0-2 is way outside. Coy steps back.
Catcher had the ball roll off to the left side. He couldn't find it. He was running to the right side, but Peyton Castillo had already started walking back to the bag at second. It's very tough at second to read those things because of the batter and the catcher and everybody, but man, if he'd have kept the secondary lead, I think he might have been able to take third there.
Would have been risky. 1-2 count, no out. Blue's going to call time.
Again, the key for Coy here, you just need to put the ball in play, advance the runners. If you can hit something to the right side and put both runners in scoring position, that would be huge for the Bulldogs.
Here's the 1-2. Low. Coy wanted it, but he held back for a ball.
Really good eye there. Good plate management, because that pitch is close, but definitely low. And he lays out the curveball and lets it become ball two.
Now, even at 2-2, no outs. Runners on first and second for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Coy swings and a miss there with a strike. So, one out. Juarez, the senior, will be up to bat for the Bulldogs. I believe it was the May series when Dimitri just got on fire with the bats and was able to hit it all around. The last at-bat, he got hit in the back, I think. Here's Dimitri gets it. He's going to line this one to right field gap. Bulldogs may be able to score. They're giving him the go-ahead run. Bulldogs going to score one.
Juarez gets a big single there into the right center gap. Castillo scores from second, never hesitated. Both runners did a great job of reading that. There was no way a fielder was going to get to that ball, so they got off on a good run here. Braden Hernandez, I still feel like might have something with his leg bugging him a little bit. He's been over taking some deep breaths, but now he is at third. Juarez is at first, and a guy has had all kind of clutch moments today. Caden Corey back at the plate.
And you got to wonder, Schley has been hit by the Bulldogs. That was their 10th hit of the game. They've only hit the Bulldog pitchers twice. So Corey up to bat for the Bulldogs. Runners on the corners. One out. This one's going to be fouled.
Man, that was almost identical to that last one. I'm thinking the same as this coach here. Corey was a good step in front of the box when that ball hit his leg. I think I would be saying the same thing if I was Clint Jager saying, hey, that ball hit him out of the box. He should be out. But I'm not sure the home plate umpire is going to listen. Well, he might. He's going to go visit with the other umpires and check out the situation here.
So right now, Bulldogs have runners on the corners, one out, top of the eighth inning. They take a 4-3 lead off of the single by Juarez, able to score Castillo. Schley, the pitcher, still for Fayetteville.
That was freakishly similar to that last at bat before. The only difference is that the last one kind of went to the left of home plate where the catcher had to go out and get it and then step back. That one goes almost directly in front of the plate. And Forey, I'm just calling a foul ball here, so he's going to get to continue. I tell you the other thing that's hard about a ball like that, the box does have chalk there at the front of it that defines where it stops and the field of play begins. But it's tough to know from any angle where that ball was sitting when it touched the leg of Kate Forey.
And in 1A with no replay, it has to be a pretty egregious mistake to be corrected. So Forey now has an 0-1 count. This one's going to be hit to center field. Fielder gets under it and makes the catch.
Oh, that's a tough one. That was pretty well hit deeper than the ball that was hit by Fayetteville earlier. Hernandez takes three or four steps off the bag at third after it's caught in center and halts. With a one-run lead already in the bag, I would have loved to have maybe taken a chance there, but you still leave the sophomore C.J. Collier an opportunity to make something happen by not taking a risk at home plate.
And maybe Hernandez is one of the faster ones, but as we've mentioned, he seemed a little bit gimpier, hobbly, and maybe that hesitated with him as
factors
well.
Factors in for sure, yes, no doubt.
Runner still on the corner for the Bulldogs, two outs, top of the eighth inning. Gosh, that one inside for a strike.
Seemed like it made a hit, C.J. Collier, there it was so far inside. You got Dimitri Juarez at first, probably not the fastest guy, but it'll be interesting to try to mess around on the bases here as well and make Fayetteville defend the first and third.
Second pitch is going to be a called strike there. So the count's now 0-2 for Collier.
And Coach telling him where to run, telling him to go. If he's not doing it now, he is.
And nobody covering
it. Just cuts off and
yep, got what he wanted.
Not sure if he had already given a signal, but he was just Coach Gilman screaming and yelling from the third base box, go, 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 and pitcher just steps off and allows Juarez to take second.
All right, 0-2 count. Here's pitch. Collier gets this one, fouls it towards the Bulldog dugout. Hits Coach Wall in the hand. Coach Wall does not field it, and I will let him know that later after the game.
Tell you what, T.J. Collier adjusting to the strike zone. That was a pitch that was like hit it or it might hit you. But he's seen enough of those inside strikes. He just tomahawk hit foul.
Count remains 0-2. Here's pitch. Collier gets this one. It's going to go over the head of the second baseman. Fall fair. Bulldog's going to score one. Look at Sin Juarez. He's going to have a chance to score as well. Bulldog scored two runs on one hit.
One in that bat by C.J. Collier. He keeps himself alive, fouling off that two-strike pitch, and he just pokes out a little looping line drive to right. Juarez does a great job running with two strikes. Never hesitates. And the Iron Bulldogs are up 6-3 in the eighth inning.
In the top of the eighth inning, which is extra inning, Bulldogs scored three runs in the regular game. Decided we'll score three more at least here, but you're going to bring up Santos to bat, who made it to first in his last at bat, but I can't remember how. Runner on first for the Bulldogs, two outs. Here's it. Outside for ball.
What a difference it makes that Juarez took second on that two-strike pitch previously or before the pitch because that put him in scoring position. Coach Gilman had to vocally yell for him to do it, but it worked. I'd love to see C.J. Collier try to take an extra base here as well.
Here's the 0-1.
Now he's going to get two anyway. Ball all the way to the screen here on that second pitch of the at-bat.
So I believe the count is 2-0. C.J. advances to second, so now the Bulldogs have two outs in the top of the eighth inning. Take a 6-3 lead over Fayetteville. Fayetteville has four errors on the board, two hits. The Bulldogs have 11 hits and two errors. If you just look at that, you go, it shouldn't be an extra. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Santos gets it, lines it to second baseman. He bobbles it, and Santos can hurry. He can get there. It goes past the first baseman. Santos is going to be safe. CJ's going home. Bulldogs are going to score another run.
Great hustle by Collier there. And now Coach Barbie over at first wanting a little bit of help, but contested the first baseman, went to make a play. He ran into Santos there and kind of knocked him off balance. Santos trying to advance to second, really didn't get a chance to do so because he almost looked like a pulling guard coming around and knocked somebody off their feet.
Yeah. And look who the Bulldogs have up to the plate now. It's going to be Pena. That one will be outside for a ball. So the Bulldogs score there. They've now scored four runs with two outs in the top of the eighth inning. When we talk about what you're oozing, the Bulldogs are being squeezed, and what they're oozing is a mentally tough offensive baseball team. Daniel wanted that one. It's going to be a swing and a miss strike.
Proverbial baseball phrase, he didn't get cheated. He did not get cheated on that guy. Every ounce of that thing, he was swinging for the ATB sign out in left field.
1-1 count. Fouled this one off behind the home plate. Bulldogs have a runner on first, two out. That one fouled off the catcher's mask, and so the Blues going to walk the ball out to the pitcher, give the catcher a second to breathe. Pena got a 1-2 count. He's 3-for-3 today.
I'm just thinking ahead, Raiden Hernandez, the fourth batter up behind Pena. He needs to be just gathering himself, thinking strike here for the bottom of the eighth.
Here's the 1-2. Pena fouls this one off again. Getting not a bad at-bat, really wanting to put pitches on Trey. He's got to be getting close to his pitch max.
The only thing we don't have on live stats here from UIL is an official pitch count, and I don't trust mine at this point because I have not handled whatever's oozing for me is not as strong as what the Bulldogs have put out there.
There's 1-2. It's going to hit back to Slay. It'll be a single for Pena. Advances the runners. Bulldogs now have runners on first and second.
What's made this team the undefeated state-ranked team they are all year, and what do people across the state who might not know anything about Iowa really, but they see the scores, they swing the bats and they swing them well. They didn't see it yesterday, but here in this last couple innings, just consistently putting the ball in play hard and giving yourself a chance to get on base, and that's what's going on right now.
Well, and they have slashed Slay, and Fayetteville hasn't even thought about pulling him out, so I wonder if the third pitcher for Fayetteville, they're just not comfortable going to him. Claxton gets this one. He's going to hit it toward the third base stadium seat.
I'm sure Clint Yeager is thinking, hey, I got to ride out every last pitch I can get from my stud here. But, man, credit the Bulldogs. This is one of the better 1A pitchers in the state, and they have just touched him up left and right since he came into this ballgame.
Here's the 0-1. Swing and miss. A hard cut by Claxton. Runners on first and second, top of the eighth inning. Here's the 0-2. Claxton gets this one. It's going deep to right field. Looks like it's fading, going to be foul. Seen that happen a couple times where it comes off the bat. Looks like it's going to be towards that third base foul line and then kind of drift towards the stand.
Is that Mrs. Coach Goodwin getting the souvenir over there? Might not be. I can't tell from this far, but
I don't think so. All right, 0-2 the count, two outs. Runners on first and second, top of the eighth inning for the Bulldogs. Here's it. Claxton gets this one, lines it toward shortstop. Shortstop fields the ball. Bulldogs can be safe!
Oh.
Got it!
Man, I tell you what, a play by Kevin Santos is so safe at first is the call on another diving slide by Claxton. But Santos had rounded third hard. And then when he just paused in the middle of the baseline to see what the out or safe call was. And then when he started running again, just gave himself not quite enough time to be safe at home plate. But had he not hesitated at all, I think he would have been safe there. The right play to try to advance, but just slowed down just enough to allow himself to be thrown out. But a heads-up play again by a really good first baseman for Fayetteville to be aware of the runner and turn and throw home after that safe call.
Well, now the Bulldogs take a four-run lead going into the bottom of the eighth inning. And so, again, this is it. We're in extra innings right here. Hernandez will be the pitcher for the Bulldogs. Had a pretty good bottom of the seventh inning with a lot of pressure on him. And Fayetteville had a runner on the base, was able to get all of the outs. Hernandez pitched to contact in his first way there. Had several, well, I think all three of the outs in the seventh came from outfielders, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's had a really good game. Claxton pitched really well.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Like it. That's true, but he's something in his face.
Yeah. Sorry, we got interrupted. Hernandez warming up, gets finished warming up. All right, going to be a lefty up to bat for Fayetteville. They're 8-9, and then one hitter will be at the end. Hernandez gets his signal from Castillo. Here's pitch. Lines up for a bunt, pulls back, called, strike one.
Really love to take care of the bottom of the order here and avoid the top half of Fayetteville's lineup.
That one will be just a touch outside for a ball. The Ira fans up, you can hear them. Fayetteville fanning themselves, seem a little bit hot. 1-1 count. This one's going to be hit to center field. Collier gets set underneath it. One out! Great catch by Collier sent there again. That's how Hernandez got most of his outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. The batters would hit it in the outfield. Campbell caught it. Corey caught a couple.
Yeah, Corey made a great play at the line at the end of the sixth. Campbell made a great play at the other line at the end of the seventh. Oh, man.
That one will be a ball. It's Finhouse up to bat, who I think has been getting the calls.
That was a curveball that I have no idea where that one missed.
1-0 count.
Oh.
That one's going to hit Finhouse in the helmet, so he'll advance to first. And now Fayetteville's back at the top of the order.
I think we figured out why I got that 140 lineup for Fayetteville, because it's hard to throw strikes to this guy.
Yeah. He doesn't hit a lot, but he gets on base, at least he has today. And it'll be Supak, the starting pitcher for Fayetteville, at the plate. Here's it from Hernandez. That will be in the dirt. Good block by Castillo. Keeps Finhouse on first. One out, bottom of the eighth inning. Bulldogs leading 7-3.
And Supak has been hit by pitches twice today himself.
Here's it. He's like leaning in. I know you're not supposed to, but they're crowding the line, which is how the Bulldog hitters do it as well. And it's like, it's not a strike. It's on the inside, but almost hitting. So it's, I don't know. 2-0 count. Here's it. Call. Strike there.
Yeah, his back foot is on the chalk, and he's kind of an open stance, his left foot's away from the plate, but then he steps in and just leans his whole front half right out there over the plate.
Here's a 2-1. Oh, strike two.
I'll tell you what, Ben, I think this is a really good Fayetteville team that you're playing right now. It just tells you how impressive Iris Hempert is.
That one bounces in the dirt for a ball. I agree with you. And the Bulldogs have faced adversity at the state tournament. Both games have responded well to them. Looking to finish out the game here, bottom of the eighth inning, leading 7-3. Fayetteville has a runner on first and a full count for the batter. There's it. That one's going to bounce in the dirt. Ball four.
Like we talked about, one of the only ways you can really help someone get a big rally going when you have a lead like this before runs is to give them free passes. And given two guys now, but the thing that matters is still this guy at the plate would not even be a tying run. You just got to get the guy that's there, forget these two runners, go throw strikes, and make these hitters. Not just this is Jaeger coming up to the plate, the shortstop. He's batting over 500 on the season, but still take your chances, make him swing the bat to get himself on base here.
Absolutely, and you've had great defensive efforts behind you. Runners on first and second for Fayetteville. One out, bottom of the eighth inning. There's the pitch. This one's going to be hit to Pena. Goes over Pena's head. Picked up by Campbell, who holds all the runners at bay. So no runs score on that little single over the head of Pena at short. And now it's the current opposing pitcher, Schley, up to bat.
And just a solid line drive into left center there from Yeager, the coach's son there. Now Schley is tying on, stepping to the plate here with the bases loaded and one out.
Here's the pitch. Called. Strike one there. Great pitch on the outside of the plate.
Good start here for Raiden Hernandez. Just stay ahead in the count. Put the batter in the difficult position. Let yourself have a count to work with.
Here's the 0-1. Oh, not going to call it. That was a ball. You can hear the Iowa fans not happy about it.
Well, it does feel like maybe the right-handed hitter faces an inside strike, but the left-handed hitter doesn't. And unfortunately for you, Bulldogs, you don't have
any. Absolutely.
And Fayetteville's got four.
Here's the 1-1. That one will be low for a ball. 2-1 count now. One out. Bottom of the eighth inning. The bases are loaded, but the Bulldogs are leading 7-3. Here's the 2-1. Called. Right there. Two count. One out. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be a ball. We're going to
hit him in the foot. It looks like.
We're going to call him as well. So that'll score a runner for Fayetteville. Now the Bulldogs lead shrinks to 3-7-4. Bottom of the eighth inning. One out. Bases are loaded.
Kevin Goodwin's going to go ahead and come out here and visit with his pitcher and his infield. And things can turn in a hurry. Now you got the go-ahead, well, at this point would be the winning run, and Convicta, the peanut hitter, coming to the plate, and that tying run now standing at first in the form of Jack Schley with the bases loaded. And Jaron Pena stretching out the calf and leg of Raiden Hernandez, who I fear is still a little tight, little something sweet there earlier on that play he made coming off the mound on the slow roller on the bunt at first base, and he's still trying to loosen up from that.
The Bulldogs defense has been good for most of the playoff run, really most of the year. They turned several double plays that I've been able to see, and so you've got forces everywhere. You have a 3-run lead. You just need to throw strikes and not walk and get players, force Fayetteville to have to try to win the game as opposed to you losing it.
Coach Gilman spent a long amount of time there talking with the home plate umpire before he went out to visit with Raiden and his coach Brock Barbie, going to hustle out some water for Raiden too. Not sure if he's cramping up a little bit or something else is going on there, but anyway, everyone going to go ahead and get a swig of water real quick.
It's not a bad idea. The Blues walking out to kind of hurry things up a little bit. Again, I mean, this is the state championship baseball game. You're in extra innings. The bases are loaded. You have one out. If you can get out of here, out of the eighth inning ahead, you are the state champions. You're two outs away from it. The Iowa crowd is into the game.
Wow, it looks like what we're going to have here is apparently maybe Aiden Claxton still has some pitches left, so maybe that's what that long conversation was about. But the home plate umpire and Toby Goodwin is just wanting to determine how many pitches Aiden had remaining to come back in. So he is going to re-enter here on the mound, and that'll put Raiden Hernandez back over at second base. It's getting wild here in the bottom of the
field. It is, and Coach Goodwin must be seeing something with Raiden that he wanted to get Aiden back out there for.
It is going to be Convicta who, let's see here. was walked by Aiden Claxton in the first inning. In the third inning, he got him swinging on a strikeout. And then in the fifth inning, which I believe was the last time that one of the last batters that Claxton faced, he got that fly ball to right field against Konvicka that led to the first out of the inning and also the impressive throw from Cade Ford to home plate.
So it will be a switch here. The Fayetteville coach going out to walk, because I imagine you're going to pitch Claxton here. Braden can come back in
as a pitcher, right? Yeah. I have to imagine that Aiden doesn't have more than one batter or two here. I mean, he threw five pitches to close it out yesterday there in the bottom of the seventh in the 10-5 win over Chester. And then he had to throw, if not 90, right at 90 so far today. And so I'm thinking maybe at most has 10 pitches to go here. Not many.
You've got two batters, bottom of the eighth inning. Claxton still warming up. All right, looks like he's done and ready to roll. Everybody gets to sit back in their positions and in their spot. All right, Bulldogs substitute Claxton in to pitch. Bases are loaded. One out, bottom of the eighth inning, Ira leading 7-4 in extras. Here's it. In the dirt for a ball.
And I think likely the concern with Raiden Hernandez is he's not feeling good with his legs, and so making it tough to pitch. But
here's the 1-0. High and inside for a ball two.
It's also tough if you're Aiden Claxton, though, to have thrown all those pitches and then kind of settle off and not have your arm stand warm and come back out here and do it again.
Here's the 2-0. There's a called strike on the inside corner.
Lefty here in Konvicka, probably not the most fleet of foot. If he was to hit a hard ground ball to somebody, it would give you a chance to turn two and finish this thing up.
There's the 2-1. He hits the ground, the ball to second. Hernandez gets it, fields it, gets the out at first. Fayetteville will score one run, but now the Bulldogs have two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Coach Goodwin going to call time. So two outs now. Bulldogs' lead has dwindled to 2-7-5. And just looking at the scoreboard, the Bulldogs have hit 13 times.
So now we're getting
deep
into the bullpen. It's going to be Caden Castillo shedding the gear. He's going to go get his regular fielding glove. Darren Payne, you're going to put on the catching gear. And it'll be Caden Castillo, the senior, to face off against junior Lawson Fritch with the tying run at second base in the state championship game. I might get under the table and just let you tell me what happens. Yeah.
It's kind of scary to think about. I mean, in the Bulldogs, Raiden's injury must be affecting him more than we realize. And I wonder if he's available if he absolutely has to go. But he may just not have the juice that he is used to throwing with. So Caden Castillo will come out, and Castillo's pitched before. You see, Pena's going to put on the catcher's gear, which is a spot Pena's very familiar with. He's done it for multiple years up until this year. So I imagine that'll bump Claxton to short. And Castillo will get his warm-up stuff here pretty soon.
Well, the runner at third, essentially irrelevant in the fact that he can score or not score, doesn't matter. The game would not change. It's the runner at second right now on that slow roller to second base that did advance into scoring position. You got a relaxed set of outfielders out there. They made plenty of plays today. Caden Corey literally laying on his back. CJ Collier sprawled out like he's trying to catch some sun at the beach. And also joined on his rear end out there by Chandler.
getting some rest in a high-pressure situation.
Yeah, and you've got Castillo, who I don't know what his pitching arsenal is, just watching him. It's like he's just throwing some hard balls. Maybe Coach Goodwin's like, just throw strikes. Quit worrying about the rest of it. Get some strikes. Get the ball in play. Let the defense make a mistake and let them go home. Or let the defense make a play and we'll go home.
Now, Caden does not have a decision on this season. All of the wins so far, Jaron Pena 12-0. Aiden Claxton, I guess at this point, should earn the win, coming in as a sub there. I think it would be Raiden Hernandez that would technically get the win. He would be 5-0 if he won this one today. And then that's that. So you have not had Castillo pitch in a spot where he could earn a decision. This, I guess, would count as a save. But as far as the stats that I can see right now, I don't have anything more than the fact that he has not got a win or a loss over.
You're also throwing a senior in there with Castillo, who Pena, Claxton, and Hernandez are all not seniors. So you put a senior on the mound for the Bulldogs, two outs, bottom of the eighth inning, runners on second and third. The tying runner is on second. Bulldogs leading 7-5 here in the state championship baseball game. Here's pitch. They're going to call it a ball.
Fritz struck out swinging in his first two at-bats, and then he walked in his last two at-bats.
Here's the 1-0. Oh, they're not going to get that one to him, so it'll be a ball. The 2-0 count. Castillo finds himself behind. Two outs. There's the pitch. The inside corner for a call right there.
There's that inside corner to the right-hander again. Comes in handy.
Here's the 2-1. This one's going to be put in play. It's going to be picked up by Claxton, who holds the ball. Everybody's going to stay safe. It went under the glove of Santos. Claxton was able to stop the ball. Didn't risk throwing it. Stay safe. The Bulldogs now have a one-run lead. Runners on the corners. The senior Castillo, now I know this because I've watched Jaron do it, and we've seen Jaron pitch. Jaron has a heck of an arm, and so if they try to steal second, I don't know if you do it or not. It's risky if you want to throw it, but Jaron has the power and the accuracy to get it there.
That is the go-ahead run. There's a whole lot at play here. You don't want to just let a guy take second, but you really need to get this batter out. The senior Cabala.
Oh, strike one there. Oh, 1 is the count. Two outs. Bottom of the eighth inning. Runners on the corner. Here's the... This one's going to be put in play to first. Coy fields it. Passes first base. That's now your Bulldogs are state champions! I am so sorry. In all of my excitement, I accidentally turned my phone off. Your Ira Bulldogs are the state champions. Ball was hit. McCoy bounced off his chest. He struggled picking it up, but he was able to tag first base, get the out. Ira defeats Fayetteville in extras. Your Bulldogs are heading home as state champions of Texas baseball. I've got to get out of the booth, so appreciate you guys listening. I'll be with you for football season. Make sure you're here to support the boys when they get back in town. Mr. Luff has got to get down there for the field presentation, so enjoy the moment. Ira, thank you.